Nick!
Gentlemen!
Nick's your buddy. Kind of guy you can drink a beer with.
Start your engine!
My papa's son wandering out in a smoking gun. Now some of you would live through me and lock me up and throw away the key. Or just find a place to hide away and hope that I'll just go away, huh. But I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. Feel alright. I feel alright tonight. And I bring you precious contraband and ancient tales from distant lands.
All right, all right, all right. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here until 5 a.m. And it is Friday, but we won't be doing our regular Friday features. This morning, we're going to kick off our Friday features again next week. Vivian's in this morning and has never worked on a Friday with us. And there's a lot of prep that goes into doing the regular Friday features. And we did not prepare for that with Vivian. So we're not going to do the Friday features. We'll get back to them next week. So, Vivian, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Right.
I'm a little sad.
Why?
Well, it's our last shift here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
We had
it
so
is.
Much fun.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. It was great having you in. We worked with us from Tuesday through Friday, and it was a lot of fun to have you on. We got a whole show here that we're going to have a lot of fun with here.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, so it is Friday morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text anytime you want to jump in for the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. Stay connected with us on Facebook is a great way to be a part of the show as well, and that's facebook.com/Nick D Show. So coming up on the show, we're going to talk about what we call misophonia. Am I pronouncing that right?
Misophonia, yep.
All right. That's when life's noises drive you crazy. So, like, say someone chewing or someone typing, maybe the keyboard typing, or somebody sucking on a straw and there's barely any liquid in the bottom, and those noises just get under your skin and you go nuts. Well, there's an actual condition that we're going to talk about, and what are the noises and what are the things that make you crazy. And that's going to lead us into one of my favorite topics, which is we all have weird quirks and we all have weird habits. And we're going to admit to some of those. What are some of your weird quirks and weird habits? The first one that pops into my head are there are a lot of people out there, and I'm not just talking kids. There are a lot of people out there who don't like their food touching on a plate. And that's a real thing. It's a thing that's so real, in fact, that they've made a product that you can put on the plate that will keep all the food from not touching each other, because it's a real thing. But that's a weird quirk and a weird habit that a lot of people have, and it's in that vein that we'll be discussing that. I also, Hollywood Reporter busted out this list of the best movie quotes of all time. And we're going to have a lot of fun with that, because there are so many great lines and so many great movie quotes. We want to know your favorites, and Hollywood Reporter, a whole bunch of people, the staff at the Hollywood Reporter, picked a whole bunch of these classic, unbelievably memorable movie quotes and put them all together. And we'll fly down that list and talk about your favorite movie quotes and lines and all that cool stuff. So, well, what noises make you crazy? What habits and quirks do you have? And movie quotes. And then at some point we are going to get to a topic that we were talking about now for three nights in a row that we haven't gotten to. And that's 31 things to help you stop saying, this is why we can't have nice things. These are products that will help you have nice things. The Blackhawks played last night. They lost. After every Blackhawks game, we replay the Blackhawks Express, so that'll be coming up a little bit later on as well. So Vivian is producing this morning, and are you producing anything else this coming week or anything?
Yes, actually. So Monday I'll be with Andrea Darlis for the reporter show.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the first week of April I'll be with Patty Vasquez.
Oh, you'll be working with Patty.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, that's good. That's going to be fun. So, all right. Now, in the newsroom is our good friend Vic Vaughn. Vic, how are you?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. You have any weird quirks or habits?
As it applies to sound, I think is what we're talking about.
Well, that would be the first one is noises that make you nuts, but then we're going to expand it to like weird quirks or habits. I was talking about how there are a lot of adults, not just kids, who have a real issue with food touching.
I actually had a long list of weird habits. I didn't think they were weird at the time, but that were identified by people. After I got finished with my time doing counter-narcotics and counter-terrorism surveillance, I did more than a decade of that work, and I actually picked up a lot of weird habits with that work, and it took me a couple of years to get rid of them.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about that.
I can't talk about it.
That's right. It gets top secret.
We'll talk.
Yeah. What are you doing this weekend? What do you got going on?
Well, I get my kids, and I didn't see them last weekend, so I get my twins anyway, and so we'll be doing some fun stuff. I don't know exactly what yet. You know me. I kind of plan that stuff as we go along, but yeah, we'll do some stuff this weekend with the kids. My older son's got another track meet, so I won't see him.
Is that the same kid?
Both the boys are very athletic.
Yeah,
they both,
I was going to say, wow.
But the younger one, the twin, he's not, he's, wrestling season's over, so he's free.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But the other one was recruited by the track team because the football coach said, look, if you want to play next year, you need to stay in shape, so go join the track team.
Oh.
so he's, he just posted a picture to Instagram today in his new track swag. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. He's ready to go then.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, have a fun weekend, man.
Thanks, man.
And we're here until 5 o'clock. Vivian, you got plans for the weekend? What are you doing?
None. Actually, sleeping. I'm waking up every single day at 3 p.m. Isn't that sad?
No.
Actually, no.
No.
It's not sad. It's great.
No, because that my schedule is that every week.
That's right.
I usually get up. I usually stay up. When I get home, I usually get home, you know, like a little bit close to 6 o'clock or something like that in the morning. And I end up hanging out, watching TV, usually, you know, the late night shows from the night before. So I'll watch, like, Colbert and Seth Meyers and Kimmel. And then I usually watch something else, and then I hit the hay usually around 10. Usually it's like I know I have to go to bed about halfway through Price is Right. That's when I go, I think it's time for me to go to bed right now. But I always watch when I do stay up, I always watch the Price is Right because I love the game where the dude falls off the cliff. Where the yodeling idiot falls off the cliff. That's always my favorite, and I always want to see the yodeling dude fall off the cliff before I go to bed. That's a very comforting thing for me.
Oh, my God.
But then I usually sleep till like 5 or 6. Get up, usually have something to eat, and try to sneak in a nap if possible.
I'll tell you what I won't do this weekend.
What's that?
Go watch Us. That's what I won't do.
people went out in droves. It technically opened last night. You know, your Thursday night. Now movies basically open on Thursday night. That's when they open. I mean, they always say, you know, forever it's been the new movies come out on Friday, and that's technically when they do come out. But now, you know, for a few years now, you know, you got your Thursday night shows that start at 7 o'clock, and I can't tell you the number of people on my news feed who were posting the fact that they were at theaters watching Us, and the response has been pretty great. People have been freaking out. So,
like freaking out because it's really good, or freaking out because it's really scary.
Both.
Or both. Great. Yeah.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah. All right then.
yeah, I can't wait to see it. I'm so excited to see it. And yeah. So we're gonna go. We're going tomorrow. My folks and I are gonna go tomorrow. My mom's gonna be freaking out for the entire running time. But then, you know, we're gonna celebrate her birthday at the greatest restaurant on the planet, the Gale Street Inn. That's where we go to celebrate all of our holidays and birthdays and all that cool stuff, because it's the best. George Karzis is the guy who runs the Gale Street Inn. I've known him for years. It's been my favorite restaurant forever. And anytime we have something to celebrate, we always go to the Gale Street Inn in Jefferson Park. Great food, unbelievable food, great people. Obviously, everybody knows how great the ribs are there, some incredible ribs. But the whole menu is great, and George is like the best. He's the best owner, best proprietor, and nicest guy in the world. And we wouldn't think of celebrating my mom's birthday anywhere but the Gale Street Inn, the greatest restaurant on the planet. So we'll be there after my mom is resuscitated after seeing Us. So, I'm really really looking forward to it. And it's just so interesting. We talked about horror movies last night because of the release of Us, but it's just so interesting the trajectory of you know, Jordan Peele's career. You know, started out doing improv right here in Chicago at Second City. That's where he met Keegan-Michael Key. They became a duo, Key and Peele. Did 5 seasons of the Key and Peele sketch show on Comedy Central. And brilliant, like one of the greatest sketch comedy shows in the history of anything. Just unbelievably funny with, like, incredibly funny recurring characters, brilliant stuff. And then now, you know, he comes out of the gate with Get Out, first script, first-time director, wins an Academy Award for it for screenplay, scares the hell out of everybody and makes everybody laugh, and did a lot of social commentary. And now he's got this thing, and he is the executive producer and creative mind behind the new Twilight Zone series that's on CBS Access. So he's become like horror guy now. But, you know, I've seen interviews with him that he's always been, you know, like a maniac horror fan. It's his favorite genre. He loves it, and he's always wanted to make horror movies. And so he's doing it. And I think this movie's, I think Monday night, Monday morning when we come back after the weekend, and Eric and Jim and I discuss the box office as we do every Monday morning. I think we're talking about an opening here of like $60 to $70 million for the weekend.
Whoa.
Yeah. Get Out opened at $34 million. And now, you know, he's established, and Get Out was a huge hit. So I think it's easy that it could double what Get Out did, because nobody knew what to expect with Get Out. You know, Jordan Peele from Key and Peele, the funny guy, you know, one of the valets from Key and Peele, made a horror movie. What are we talking about here? But it made $35 million, which is a lot of money for an opening weekend. So I see this between $60 and $70 million. I wouldn't be surprised by it. And the amount of people, like I said, that were crowding up my news feed with the fact that they went out on a Thursday night to see this movie, that's a good sign that it's going to make a lot of money. So anyway, so I'm excited. I'm actually going to do that. I'm going to see Ice. I know you're not, but
I know
going.
That's why I mentioned that.
I'm very, very excited to see it. So, okay. Listen, why don't we take a quick break, and then we want to talk about misophonia, which is a condition, and there's a reason why certain sounds make you nuts. And we're going to explain that to you. And we want to hear from you. What sounds or noises make you crazy? They get right under your skin and make you nuts. And then we're going to talk about weird habits and quirks that we all have. There you go. So get in here now at 312-981-7200 for talk or text with your noises that make you crazy. And then we'll jump into habits and quirks that we all have. 312-981-7200 here on 720 WGN. And we'll jump right into it after we take this break right here on WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. And it's a Friday morning. We're not doing our regular Friday features. We'll get all those back next week, straight out of context. Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummies, and Fly Jams Friday. We'll get those all next week. And I will be announcing officially who my new producer is towards the end of the show this morning. And I have a new full-time producer, and I'll tell you who that is as we get closer to the end of the show. And then that producer will begin officially Monday morning. So there you go. Our phone number is 312-981-7200, and that's for talk or text. Either way will do. And we're going to jump in here about this thing called misophonia, which is a condition that analyzes your brain and why certain noises or sounds make you crazy. That get under your skin. And then we're going to jump into weird habits and quirks that we all have. And again, do we want to jump in here with any thoughts on those topics? It's 312-981-7200 for talk or text. This is Mac on WGN. Hi, Mac.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, what's up?
Just you're talking about those sounds, and as I told the producer, listening to my wife eat, you know, she loves pickles and all forms or whatever, and just that sound, the squeaky sound just makes me crazy. You know, she'll get them out of the refrigerator, and I say, well, you go do that, and I'll go someplace else, because I can't even stand to listen to it.
So you can't stand to listen to your wife eating pickles?
Well, anybody, I guess, but
yeah.
My wife is the worst.
So, okay, so eating pickles, the sound of people eating pickles, that's a very specific sound, Mac.
Well, I think it's just a squeaky sound, but yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for sharing that with us, Mac. Thank you,
there
buddy.
You go.
All right, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, the sound of people eating pickles, the squeaking pickle sound. he'd hate me. I eat a lot of pickles.
I love pickles too.
Pickles are one of my favorite things in the world.
Well, that was funny.
So here's an article about this thing that we call misophonia. For 18-year-old high school senior Ellie Rapp of Pittsburgh, the sound of her family chewing their dinner can be unbearable. She says, "My heart starts to pound. I go one of two ways. I either start to cry or I just get really intensely angry. I mean, really intense. I mean, as if you're going to die." Rapp has been experiencing this reaction to certain noises since she was a toddler. She recalls a ride home from preschool when her mother turned on the radio and started singing, which caused Rapp to scream and cry hysterically. "That's my first memory ever," she says. "Over the years, everybody was pretty confused, but on the inside, I felt like I was going insane. This is a real condition." It wasn't until middle school that she found a name for it. Her mom, Kathy Rapp, had been searching for years for help, and then she found an article on the web about a condition known as misophonia. And I read it, and I said, yeah, this is what I have. That's it," Ellie Rapp says. Misophonia is characterized by intense emotion like rage or fear in response to highly specific sounds, particularly ordinary sounds that people make. The cause is absolutely unknown. For people who suffer from it, mouth sounds are common triggers. Chewing is almost universal. Gum chewing is almost universal. They don't like the sound of throat clearing, of coughing, sniffing, nose blowing, a number of things. Jaylene Jaffe, who is a psychotherapist in Los Angeles who specializes in misophonia and works with Rapp. For some, the sight of someone chewing or a specific smell or even humming, tapping, or pen clicking can trigger a negative reaction. It's as if the survival part of the brain thinks somehow it's being attacked and it's in danger. Misophonia got its name a few years back, and it's not officially listed as a diagnosis in medical manuals. Many doctors have never heard of it, as if patients do mention their symptoms. Sometimes they're dismissed or diagnosed with a mood disorder. While many people with misophonia have anxiety or depression, not all of them do. There are a few studies on misophonia, and experts disagree over whether it should be classified as a disorder or a subset of another. Because it's so little understood, the people around who are suffering from it have trouble believing or understanding how painful the symptoms can actually be. This is an actual thing. It's a condition, you know, and it's kind of a serious thing. And I know that there are certain sounds that make everybody go crazy, but not necessarily with this disorder or whatever they're talking about. Because heart rates go up, they get angry, their mood changes. It's an extreme version of just being annoyed by a sound, or being bothered by it, or it kind of drives you crazy. This is an actual disorder that affects people physically and mentally. It's fascinating, I think, and really interesting. And they're doing all kinds of studies on it. But just in general, what are some of life's noises that make you nuts? 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. Here's John on WGN. Hi, John.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Have you ever seen that new show, Face the Truth, with Vivek A. Fox?
I have. No, you know what? It comes on here. I have one of the TVs here in the studio is tuned into the U.
Right.
And it comes on after that ridiculous, that stupid, funny you should say show.
Yeah.
It comes on after that. So I've never heard the show, but I have visually seen it in the studio without sound.
Right. And they got like four women panel or five women panel, and they try to solve everybody's relationship problems.
Right.
And there's one lady on there that I think used to be a judge, and when she gives advice, she like shouts in a certain cadence.
Uh-huh.
I don't watch the show. But when I turned flipping channels last year, I thought, man, that big. And also Judge Judy, when she yells at people, that drives me crazy.
Okay, so the sound of Judge Judy. So you just don't like judges. That seems to be the problem, John. I think that's what it comes down to.
That's a whole different story because I'm Irish. But have a good night.
All right, buddy, take care. I think John's had some questionable experiences in the judges' chamber. I think that might be the problem. So one of the judge people on the Vivica A. Fox show bothers him, and of course Judge Judy. I can understand people finding Judge Judy a little bit annoying. I can understand that. God, my parents love Judge Judy. They watch her every day. They love Judge Judy. And of course, you know, Vivian, how much money Judge Judy makes a year.
Yeah, she's...
it's ridiculous.
She's up there. Yep, I know.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's like she's a multi-millionaire, you know, five times over. So, okay, we'll take a break here for the news. And when we come back, we're going to talk about more noises or sounds that get under your skin and make you a little bit crazy and really annoy you. And then we're going to talk about weird habits and quirks that we all have and jump into that. So the phone number again for talk or text with sounds that make you nuts, 312-981-7200. Talk or text, 312-981-7200. The news is coming up right after this. Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here on WGN. Friday morning, not doing the regular Friday features. Those will be back next week, along with a new producer. We'll have a new full-time producer starting on Monday. And I will tell you who that is before we get out of here this morning. So stay tuned for that. And 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Text in or call us right now and tell us about some of life's noises that make you crazy, that get under your skin. And then we're going to jump into weird habits and quirks that we all have. You can get into it right here at 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We had someone call in and say that the sound of people eating pickles drove him a little bit batty. The squeaking and crunching of people eating pickles. And then we got a guy who had an issue with Judge Judy and another judge on a TV show with their voices driving him crazy. So what about these sounds kind of get under your skin? 312-981-7200. Ken is on WGN. Hi, Ken.
Yeah. Hi, Nick. Hey, I love your show, especially on Monday mornings with your father, Jokey Jokey.
Yep. Every Monday morning. Yep.
Yeah, well, I'm retired now, but going back more than 20 years, the song that really drives me nuts is when people drink from these plastic water bottles,
mm-hmm.
and then they're crunching and crinkling and making squeaking noises, whatever, and my wife does that, too. So, anyway, I don't know if anybody else has that.
So when people drink from the water bottle and then it, like, crinkles and stuff like that, I can understand that being annoying.
And then they even make sucking noises on
right.
it, too. So thanks for taking my
All
call.
All right, Ken, take care. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. We're talking about noises or sounds that make you crazy. Yeah, you know, the thing about people who do that is that that's not how you drink. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't go, like, suck on the bottle so that the plastic starts to collapse.
Yeah.
You don't drink like that. That's not how a human being should drink.
Tip
the bottle and let the water go into your mouth. That's how you do it. You don't have to crinkle the bottle. I can understand people finding that annoying. I don't know. So there's we were talking a little bit about this condition that they call misophonia, and this is like a real thing. And there is a recent study that offers a potential new insight into how this works, this misophonia. Again, if you want to jump in here with your, life's noises that make you crazy and get under your skin, 312-981-7200. We're pretty convinced that we've found some very good evidence for relating this disorder to particular patterns of brain activity. Phil Gander says, who studies at the University of Iowa, he was part of a team published in a study that published a study in Current Biology in 2017 that suggests that the brains of people with misophonia respond differently to certain sounds. The team took 20 adults with misophonia and 22 without it. They had the participants rate the unpleasantness of different sounds, including common trigger sounds like eating and breathing, universally disliked sounds like nails on a chalkboard, and neutral sounds like footsteps or birds chirping. We happened to, what happened was that the response to the neutral sounds and negative sounds were the same in both groups, but the people with misophonia rated the eating and breathing sounds as highly, highly disturbing, and those without the condition did not. The ones with misophonia also showed classic signs of stress when hearing these trigger sounds. The heart rate increased, it made their palms sweat. Also, people with misophonia appear to have unusual brain activity when the trigger sounds were played. So, yeah, there are certain sounds that make me a little bit crazy, but in different situations. Now, having done theater for a long time here, the sound of, like, you're in a quiet theater, even in a movie theater, it makes me nuts. When you're in a quiet theater and people start to unwrap candy, because when I was on stage, when I was doing theater, and like the candy wrapper thing is just, it drives me nuts. It drives me absolutely nuts.
I can see that.
You know, from the point of view of a performer on stage and also from an audience member, it's like, come on, man. That's why, you know, when you go to Steppenwolf or you go to some of the theaters, they make an announcement beforehand where they say, if you have candy, open it now. Don't do it during the performance. You know, so, but yeah, that kind of stuff. That kind of stuff makes me a little bit crazy, but that is a very specific situation. So do you have any sounds that get under your skin?
Yes. A channel that's not working, like a TV channel. Let's say you're just streaming.
Yeah.
You know, your TV, and then you get into a...
So fuzz?
Yeah,
on the
fuzz,
TV, like snow?
Yes.
Snow
I
on the TV?
I hate it.
Oh.
I hate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't change the channel fast enough.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And also honking. I hate honking.
Yeah, me too.
I find it so annoying.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I will never honk at anybody because I hate it so much.
The only thing is that if you do like if someone is in, like, in you're in the left turn lane and you get the green arrow and the guy in front of you is not moving... You got to give them a tap. You got to give them a honk.
You know what I do first, though? I flash the lights before, you know, before I honk.
You do? Like even during the day?
Even during the day.
Wow.
That could also fall under the category of weird things that I do, so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that is weird. That is weird. It's not going to make that much a difference during the day.
I know.
But just a little, you know, a friendly pep. You know, not yeah. like it, but people who lay on the horn, that just drives me absolutely nuts.
I hate it.
It's like, what good does that do?
I know.
Seriously.
You're just making me more angry.
Yeah. I mean, what good does that do? So, let's see. Here is Rasheem on WGN. Hey, Rasheem, what do you got?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Great. Yeah, the one thing that gets on my nerves incredibly is when people can't answer a question without the inflection and they kind of whining. Pitch tone behind it.
What do you mean? Like a high pitch?
Right. If someone asks you, where are you headed? I'm going to the store. I'll be right back. You know, that inflection that comes behind it. You know, they just can't answer it just one tone. I'd rather listen to Edith Bunker do a rendition of Phil Collins' Take a Look at Me Now.
Yeah.
She can sing that to me all night as opposed to hearing anything.
As opposed to that. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Rasheem. Take care, man.
All right, you too. Thank you.
312-981-7200. People are being very specific tonight. Very, very specific. A very specific pitch behind what they're saying, and then, you know, very specifically eating pickles. It's pretty interesting. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And here is Rick on WGN. Hi, Rick.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
Hey, so my pet peeve is when people have bad handwriting. Like, you know, I have to, like, read people's handwriting sometimes for my work and stuff, and when it's people have, like, bad handwriting, like, that annoys me so much.
Because we're talking about sounds that make you crazy. Is it the sound of the handwriting or just the look of the handwriting?
Well, yeah, that really doesn't have too much to do with the sound of, like,
right.
anything, but just, like, I guess that's just one of my pet peeves in
yeah.
general.
Okay. All right, Rick. Thanks, man.
All right.
Take care.
Yeah, no problem.
He would hate reading what I write. I have the worst handwriting. I can barely read my own writing. I seriously can barely read my own writing. I have the worst handwriting that you can possibly imagine. Just ridiculous. When I was this is absolutely true because it's really true because when I directed plays when I was a director and we would have a run through and I would sit in the house and take notes, you know, I would take notes during the show. And then afterwards, the actors would sit in the house and I would stand on the stage and give the notes to the actors and tell them what I want them to do and what we need to change and all that stuff. And I can't tell you the number of times I would look down at my notes and go, I have no idea what this says. And I'm trying to make out certain words. It was really funny because like actors who've worked with me a bunch of times, because when I directed shows, I had a tendency to cast a lot of the same people, because if you work well with them, why not cast them again? So it was inevitable. Like the actors used to say it was always like when I was giving notes, it was always a show in and of itself. Because I tried to make it fun, you know, because it's never fun for an actor to get to get a note from a director. You have to deliver it in a certain way. And if you're an aspiring director, never ever give an actor a line reading, ever, ever, ever. That is the first no-no. When you are giving notes, never, ever give an actor a line reading. Line reading means say the line like this. Please open the door. Don't ever give a line reading to an actor. There are ways for you to get your actors to say the line you want in the way that you want them to say it without giving them a line reading. It is, actors hate that, and they should. But anyway, I would give, you know, I would try to be entertaining, you know, giving the notes to the actors and stuff. And, but inevitably, and I'm not kidding, you know, my note, depending on the length of the play and depending how bad the performance or the rehearsal was, sometimes my notes would last typically about a half an hour, sometimes longer. And in that time, there would be at least 6-7 times when I couldn't read a note. And then I would try to figure out a word, and then. And inevitably, one of the actors would be like, wait, are you trying to say this? And then they would help me out. But it was like people would laugh every single time. I'm like, I can't read this. I don't even know what I wrote. And I always use the excuse to because I'm writing in the dark. That's what it is. Because, you know, I'm in the theater. I'm in the house. And it's, you know, you're not lit. So, but anyway. But that's not, the truth is that I have terrible handwriting. That's ultimately what it is. So our last caller would, you know, if I presented something to our last caller for him to read, he would punch me in the face because he'd say, this is the worst handwriting that I've ever seen in my life. And bad handwriting annoys me. And this could be the most annoying thing that's ever happened in my life. So we are talking about sounds that make you crazy. You know, everyday sounds, crinkling of like a potato chip bag, perhaps. Everybody's been talking about, you know, a lot of these things are like people chewing. That's annoying. Like if you're like chewing with your mouth open, that's annoying. There's this movie called The Flamingo Kid with Matt Dillon that came out in the 80s, and it's a really lovely movie. It's a really good film, really sweet and really funny. And the character that he plays in this movie is from, you know, he works as a valet at a country club. And so he's, you know, one of the guys that's on the other side of the tracks, and he falls for a rich girl whose dad is a famous member of this club, you know, and all this guy does is park cars, but he kind of falls in love with her, and he ends up going over to her house with her family, who are rich and really, really well-to-do and, you know, very, very sophisticated, and he doesn't fit in. He's a working-class kid. And so he shows up, and they establish early in the movie that he has a habit of making noises while he eats. So he goes, and doesn't even realize it. You know, it's one of those habits that, like, you do and you don't even know you're doing it, which we're going to talk about weird habits and weird quirks in a little bit. So he does it at home, and they accept it at home with his family because he's been doing it ever since he was a little kid. So they just kind of, you know, they accept it. It might be a little bit annoying, but it's something that you get used to. It's a habit that this kid has had his whole life. So you just, you know, you work with it. So he goes over to this very fancy house to have dinner with this potential girlfriend and her rich family. And they're having dinner at the table. And he takes a bite and starts going in front of this family. And they show the reactions of this rich family who don't know this guy at all. And they're just kind of like, what is this? What's wrong with this kid? What is wrong with him? It's actually one of the funniest scenes in the entire movie, is their reaction to Matt Dillon sitting at the table going, lang, 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 lang. It's a weird habit and also a weird sound. It kind of covers both of the things that we're talking about here. All right, let's take a quick break here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. What sounds make you crazy? We got a bunch of texts that came in. And then after the news, we're going to jump into weird habits or quirks that we all have. We all have them. And we'll talk about those coming up right after we break here on 720 WGN. I'm going to fight them all. A seven-nation army couldn't hold me back. They're going to rip it off. Taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't. All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here until 5 a.m. It's Friday. The regular Friday features won't happen tonight, but they will happen next week. And also, we will be in later on in the show. I have a new producer who will be producing producing the show, and I'll tell you who that will be before we get out of here at 5. All right, 312-981-7200. We're talking about noises that drive you crazy. And then after the news, we're going to jump into weird habits and weird quirks that we all have. Everybody's got them, and we'll get to that, too. That's what's coming up. And also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. All right, right here on WGN. Bunch of texts have come in, and we want to get to those, and we thank you for that. And you can also participate by sending us a text or calling us at 312-981-7200. 301 area code says, when people keep sucking on their straw until it's just air, I'll say to them, it must be good to the last drop, huh? So there's that. That's another, I guess that's a common one, the old saw, the old straw sucking sound. Let's see. 301 area code says, yeah, pencil tapping can be annoying too. So tapping your pencil. Must have really found Johnny Carson annoying then, because that was something he did all the time. 815 area code says, my skin crawls when I hear women opera screeches. So is it, you just mean a bad opera singer? Because, you know, good opera singers are really pleasant to listen to, I think. But if you've got a bad opera singer, ugh. 715 says, the old fingernails scraping on the blackboard, that gives me the goosebumps just thinking about it. I agree. It's very effective in the movie Jaws when they're having the town meeting and Quint just goes with the nails on the chalkboard. 317 area code says, I work with a young woman in her early 20s who described that hearing people whistling makes her simply feel crazy, like Pennywise that clown. So people whistling makes this person not happy. All right. 331 area code, a leaf blower. Oh, that's a good one. A leaf blower, especially a leaf blower at like 6 o'clock in the morning, which is a common thing. I can't tell you. I mean, I live in the city, so I don't, you know, listen, I live right next to an L station. So I have, you know, I have a train going by every 15 minutes, but, you know, in the suburbs, I know I've talked about this. I've been on the radio for a long time, and the topic of people getting their leaf blowers out at 6 o'clock in the morning to absolutely annoy their neighbors and wake them up and make them crazy. It's a real thing. When I lived in Albany Park, my ex-wife and I, our bedroom overlooked an alley, and there was a big backyard, somebody's big backyard, like right there. And again, I work nights as I have for many years. And there was a guy, the guy across the alley from us, right outside our bedroom window. And we would have the windows open. If it was nice out, we would have the windows open. This guy mowed his lawn every 2 days. He'd be outside mowing his lawn for like an hour and a half.
Oh, no.
And would just...
Oh, that's awful.
It was, and he would do it in like December, too. Like if it was like, you know... He'd be outside, like on Thanksgiving, he's outside. Drove me nuts. I mean, especially for someone who's trying to sleep during the day, and this guy's out there at like 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 in the morning, just all day long.
Same thing as vacuuming, right?
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's annoying, too.
Yeah. 773 area code says, I'm totally with John. Judge Judy and her eye rolls really get under my skin. 219 area code says, I love your show, Nick. I've been listening 11-plus years. Thank you very much. 630 area code says, my daughter has this so bad that most of her friends know to spit their gum out before they get into the into her office. Oh, so she hates the gum chewing so much. The thing about chewing gum is I think you can do it without going... I mean, if you can actually chew gum like a normal person without making any excessive noise or annoying sound, just, chew the gum quietly. How about blowing bubbles and popping them? I bet that's annoying to a lot of people. Just somebody who blows bubbles and then does it. Blowing a bubble and popping a bubble, chewing on bubble gum, popping bubbles every 5 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, if they do it repeatedly, then yeah, but yeah.
I know people who would do it repeatedly. I'm not kidding.
Okay, then that's annoying.
Yeah. Justin in Portage says, scraping your teeth against a fork when you're eating, oh my goodness. I remember... I'll never forget this. It's weird. We were actually in the middle of a play rehearsal, and we took a break. It was like a day we were doing tech, so, and those were always long days because you had to do the light cues and the sound cues and all that stuff. And it was really, the actors had to be in the right position and blah 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 blah. It's people who have worked in theater, and your tech week is the hardest week when you're putting a show up. It's the longest hours that you put in. So we took a break, and this was when we were rehearsing a show. We were rehearsing a show in Rogers Park. So we went up to Leona's in Rogers Park. And we were eating. And my stage manager, her name was Dana. She was sitting next to me. And one of the actresses was sitting across from us. And it was just the three of us. And so we're eating. And Dana and I split a pizza. And the actress across from us got some pasta. So we're just sitting there, we're talking, having a conversation, just chilling out, and then we got to go back to the theater and do a whole bunch of crap, so we're just chilling out, and then our food comes, and we start eating, and all that cool stuff, and then the actress who's eating the pasta did just that. She took the pasta, and she ate she scraped the fork with her teeth, and Dana went nuts. My stage manager went nuts. She's like, how could you, don't do that, and the actress is like, what are you talking about? What? She's like, you can't, don't scrape your teeth. Use your lips. Don't keep your teeth away from the fork when you're pulling the fork out of your mouth. It's insane. I'll never forget it because she went nuts. Dana went nuts. And she's like, don't do that or I'm leaving. If you do that again, I'm leaving.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that's a real thing. People find that very annoying. And my old stage manager, Dana, she lost it, man. She lost it. She was a really easygoing girl, too. And that just, she snapped. She turned into Dr. Hyde.
But it's, uncomfortable, isn't it? It's awkward, the way that your teeth feel, too.
No, that's why it drove her crazy, because it was one of those things, it gives you the chills. Yeah. That, how can you do that? So it made her nuts.
I can see that.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to go get back into some other stuff. Weird habits and quirks that we all have. What do you guys have? What do your friends have? Quirky stuff. 312-981-7200. News is next. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, and we're here until 5 a.m., as we are every weekday morning. I'm your overnight dude, 1 to 5 a.m. All right, it's Friday morning. We're not doing our regular Friday features. They'll be back next Friday, so we're just having some fun topics here. We're going to get into, it's going to be so much fun. Hollywood Reporter got their staff together, and they put together the 100 best movie quotes of all time. And there's so many classic lines and so many classic quotes from so many classic movies, and we're going to talk about them, and I want to hear from you guys, what's your favorite movie dialogue, your favorite movie quotes. But right now we're talking about weird habits or weird quirks that we all have. We all have them, and we want to talk a little bit about those. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk or text with your weird habits or quirks. One of the things... There are a lot of people, as I mentioned at the top of the show, You know, a lot of kids feel that way, but there are a lot of adults who do not like to have their food touching on the plate. And, you know, I mean, I know that a lot of kids, you know, feel that way. But there's a good portion of adults who actually still have this habit and this quirk where they don't want the food on their plates touching. So they don't want their vegetables to touch their meat. They don't want the pasta to touch anything else. And you know, vegetables or potatoes or anything like that. They want the food separate. They don't want it touching. This is a real, you know, this is a real quirk. It's an actual habit. So there's a new thing called the Food Cubby. C-U-B-B-Y. The Food Cubby. It's here for when people don't like when their food touches. Here's what they say about it. This is on tiphero.com, a website. And I'm looking at a picture of the Food Cubby, and it's essentially like a sort of like C-shaped device that you stick to your plate, and it's like a wall. It's a little division. And it keeps the vegetables or the potatoes or whatever you want from touching anything else. It's you put it right on the plate. It stays on the plate, and it keeps whatever the food is behind a barrier to keep it away from the other food. And they write, I don't know about you, but I have several people in my life over the age of 5 who don't like when their food touches. If everything on the if everything is not separate with the exception of pasta and sauce, then ew is an immediate reaction. If this sounds like someone like you or someone you love, we want to bring you up to speed on a gadget that can save the day. It's called the Food Cubby, and it's a silicone food divider that keeps each item in its own compartment on your plate. So mom and dads rejoice. It's sold at Amazon for $14.99. It comes in a 2-pack and uses suction to stick to the plate. An added bonus is that the Food Cubby's design makes it easy to push food onto a utensil without using any fingers. Even though this nifty invention is geared towards children, kids and adults are digging these things. Sauces, syrups, and runny foods are kept in their place so that they don't make their neighbors soggy. One of the things that makes it cool is that it was invented by a kid. The product's description reads, quote, good for special needs, elderly, vision impaired, and occupational therapy needs at mealtime. The Food Cubby was created by a kid inventor. Some people have a condition called, I'm not even going to try it, brumotactilophobia. Brumotactilophobia. It's a phobia that manifests as being a picky eater. It's actually a mild to severe fear of food touching, which is a form of OCD, which can cause people to eat each item on their plate in a certain order or take measures to divide these items. Eating off a divided plate or using separate dishes helps people cope with it. Even if you don't have full-fledged brumotactilophobia, you still may not be into different textures or flavors meshing together unintentionally. For others, it can be a control thing, and they want to see and taste each food on its own. There are also those who have savory issues and do not like the sight, feeling, or tastes of foods mixing. For people in this group who have tried the Food Cubby, it works great, and they really like it. Reviewers point out that the dividers are easy to remove without scraping your plate. Or if you're looking to watch your portion sizes, they hold a half cup of food. They don't contain BPA and are dishwasher safe and can be carried with you when you're dining out. Buy a few packs of the Food Cubby, stock them in your cupboards, give them as gifts, or pack them in your bags and take them on the road. Bring a smile to someone's face when you hand them their plate, carefully portioned off scrambled eggs and syrup pancakes. No more building makeshift food walls, sitting food on napkins, or putting condiments in a quarantine on a quarantine dish. Get yourself the Food Cubby. Wanting to buy a few of these now, who do you know that has an issue with food separation? And if you've tried the Food Cubby, leave your thoughts here on the website. So the Food Cubby, for people who don't like their food to touch, and that's a real thing, and it's a real quirk, it's a real habit. 312-981-7200, that's the kind of thing we're talking about. I know people who do have this this issue, And again, by the way, if you do have people in your house or kids who don't, or adults who don't like to have their food touching, this is available right now on Amazon's $14.99. So, and it looks pretty cool. I'm looking at the pictures of it. I'm looking at the package of it, and then I'm looking at it on an actual plate with someone actually eating. And it looks like the kind of device that would really help someone who has this quirk. So it is available on Amazon. So the food cubby. But I know people who have those. You know, you remember when you, did you grow up in Greece?
I did, up until I was 8.
So you, now, when you went to school in Greece.
Yeah.
Did they offer school lunches?
Actually, I don't think so. I don't remember. I think my mom always packed a lunch for us.
Okay. Because, you know, the here, you know, when I was growing up, we would have school lunches and you would get a tray which had different compartments.
So, yeah, when I moved here, third grade.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And so people actually, you know, the people who have this issue with food touching actually buy those. You can buy those at like Costco, or you can buy them at Bed Bath & Beyond, where you can get the portioned off plates. This food cubby thing is you can use a regular plate and stick these things on there, and it works in the same sort of compartment place. But there are people who have that. And I definitely don't have it. You know, there are people who have this issue who totally freak out during Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is just piling a bunch of crap on a plate. That's what it is. And you cover everything in gravy.
Yeah.
You know, that's what, and at least that's what I do. You just pile everything. There's cranberry, you got your corn, you got
this,
you got
exactly.
Turkey, and cover everything in gravy. And that freaks people out. There are people out there who are like, no, I can't stand, like, look at a plate of food that's piled on top of each other with vegetables and potatoes and all kinds of stuff in there, and bread, and then turkey, and then covered everything in butter and gravy. And it just, it kind of drives some people bananas. So I think maybe this food cubby thing might help out, especially if you're going to have some guests that have this issue for Thanksgiving. Because there are people who I know who have this, who use, like, different plates. So they're sitting at, like, you know, they're sitting at the Thanksgiving dinner with, like, four different plates, you know, to separate all that stuff. Meanwhile, you know, like, everybody else in the family's just piled everything onto one plate. You just throw everything into a bucket. I don't care. Are you familiar with the famous bowl at KFC?
Yes.
The famous bowl.
Yes.
Okay. By the way, Patton Oswalt does an insanely brilliant bit about the famous bowl.
Oh yeah.
He calls it sadness in a bowl. It's brilliant. I happen to be a huge fan of the famous bowl. I think it's fantastic.
It's good.
I remember the first time that when I lived in Andersonville, I lived about a block and a half away from a KFC. So close to the KFC that I could actually smell the chicken in the morning. And I'm not kidding. It's beautiful. So I used to eat there a lot. And I went in there and I was just going to get like the regular thing. And I look, and it was before they even, you know, I think they tested it at a few stores before they started to advertise it. The famous bowl is essentially this. It is in one bowl, one plastic bowl. It's fried chicken pieces, mashed potatoes, corn, and it's all covered in gravy. And then top with cheese, with shredded cheese. It's all in one bowl. So you mix it all up, and you're eating corn and gravy and mashed potatoes, a little cheese, and chicken. It's the greatest thing ever.
I only had it once.
It's the greatest thing ever. Yeah.
That's a lot of food, too.
It is. But again, with the problem that we're talking about that people have, they would go nuts. If somebody came in and gave, if somebody brought in who had this issue about mixing food, you get them a famous bowl, they're going to go crazy. But yeah, I think it's the greatest. And it was just like, you know, I fell in love with it immediately, because I'm like, God, whoever came up with this idea to just throw all this crap into one bowl, you know, just fantastic. But Patton Oswalt, if you look it up online, you can, I'm sure you can go to YouTube and see Patton Oswalt's bit about the famous bowl, because it's pretty legendary. It's a pretty legendary comedic bit. And he, you know, he calls it, he calls it sadness in a bowl, and just like put all this crap in one bowl and cover it with gravy. It's depressing. I happen to think that the famous bowls are outstanding. So, but they, again, the person with this, you know, quirk of not wanting to have their food touched, keep the famous bowl away from them. All right. What weird habits or quirks do you have? 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Everybody's got weird quirks, and I've got a whole bunch of weird habits here that we're going to talk about. And if you have them, You can tell us about it. 312-981-7200. Here's Steve on WGN. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, I'm predominantly left-handed, so when I cook, I have all the handles on my saucepans and skillet facing to the right, because I use the utensils in my left hand.
Right.
So, but my family are right-handed, but they'll come in and serve themselves, and I'm sitting there in the kitchen, and I have to get up continuously and turn the handles back around to their correct position and put the utensils back. I'm not that picky, but it drives me nuts.
Well, yeah, I can understand that. I'm left-handed too, and let me explain something to you about being left-handed, Steve. The world is against us. The world is against us left-handed people. I had to learn to cut scissors with my right hand because I'm not going to go to the store to get left-handed scissors, and then I had to learn a lot of stuff with my right hand. But I'm predominantly left-handed, and I'll tell you something. You know, I've talked about this on the air before. As a left-handed person, Steve, when you would write,
have teachers tape the pencil to my finger, try to change hands. Yeah.
Well, when you would write. Like an essay or something, and you would have a pen, and you were writing it longhand, like in your notebook.
Oh, I'd smear the ink all
you
over
smear
the place.
You smear the ink everywhere, and it's all over the side.
To this day, can't write on a spiral notebook.
Yeah, no, I know. You got the spiral right jamming into your hand. So I don't think people understand how the plight of left-handed people, Steve. We got to stick together.
Okay.
All right, take care, sir.
All right, Nick.
There you go. Yeah, it's fun to be a lefty. I've embraced it. I love being left-handed. And, you know, here's another thing that I always, there's another thing that I always do, and it's so annoying. I've talked about this on the air before, and it drives, anybody who lived with me, any woman or anybody who lived with me in the past, this was a habit that I had that I still have, I still do. Anytime I see, if I'm watching TV or if I'm watching a movie or something at home, and a left-handed person pops up on screen, I immediately go, lefty. I point him out immediately. If I'm in a restaurant and the waiter or waitress who's taking our order is a left-handed person, I will go, lefty, and then we bond. Because they go, are you left-handed too? And we're like, yeah, there's an unspoken bond that all left-handed people have. And I point it out every single time. This is how ridiculous I am. This is how much of a moron I am. If I'm by myself watching something on TV and a left-handed person pops up, I will out loud go, lefty. Because we're special people, I'm telling you.
That's a quirk, right?
It's absolutely a quirk. And you know what TV show has the most left-handed characters in the history of television?
Which one?
Simpsons.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I have not noticed that.
Matt Groening is left-handed.
You know, I can write with both hands.
Oh, can you? Really?
Yeah, because I broke my finger when I was in fourth grade, and I couldn't write with my right hand, so I had to learn how to write with my left.
Ah.
So I can do both.
Yeah, I do a lot of things. I can do a lot of things ambidextrous. When I'm playing baseball, I'm a natural right-handed hitter, but I can hit from the left side too. So I'm a switch hitter.
Look at that.
I bowl left-handed, but I throw and catch right-handed.
That's so weird.
It is very strange. And and I know a lot of people who do that, but it's just I don't know why. That some things I do right-handed, some things I do left-handed. But predominantly, I'm a lefty, and but it's weird because I cut with my, you know, like when he was talking about cooking and stuff like that. I use my knife skills with my left hand. I'm a lefty. Whenever I saute something or if I'm stirring something, it's my left hand. When I eat, it's left-handed. And then there's, you know, but it's a weird thing. Just being left-handed is weird. Us lefties actually acquire quirks and weird habits because we're left-handed. That goes along with the theory. So in addition to all the mental problems that I have, the weird mental quirks that I have, I now have to have quirks physically because I'm left-handed. So. All right, let's take a break here, and we've got some weird habits that we're going to go through. I got 30 weird habits that a lot of people have. They're not necessarily weird. They're just quirky, and we want to talk to you about what you have. 312-981-7200. Lightfoot versus Preckwinkle for Chicago mayor. Before you vote, watch the 2019 Chicago mayoral debate on WGN-TV, and that would be Monday at 7.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. Friday morning. Not doing the Friday features this week. We will do them next week. And we're here till 5. We are talking about weird quirks or weird habits that we all have. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's see. Here's Joe on WGN. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Nick. Got a recipe for you. And this was triggered by your infatuation by the whatever you need in the bowl scenario. Progresso makes a soup called pot pie soup. Okay?
I've had it.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah, I do.
I dine out quite frequently, and I never finish the entree. So I wind up with a freezer full of, you know, this part of filet mignon, this strip steak, whatever, and chicken. So I take the pot pie soup, add some peas, some other veggies if I desire, and chicken, pieces of frozen chicken, you know, whatever. And it's phenomenal. I enjoy it immensely. And you got a pot pie soup that starts at, what, a buck and a quarter? I don't know. And it winds up as a $1.55 beautiful dinner.
Well, there you go. That's a suggestion from Joe, but it's not a suggestion for people who don't like stuff all together in one bowl. So if you have that weird quirk or that weird habit, don't do what Joe just said. So there you go. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We are talking about weird habits and weird quirks. Joe, thank you for the call. And we are going to take a break for the news. And when we come back, I want to hear from you guys. What weird quirks or habits do you have? And I've got a few here that people are talking about, like how many people out there tuck yourself tightly under the covers in bed so things can't get you?
Yes.
You do that?
I actually do that. And I do another thing, which is kind of weird. I will not have my feet dangle off the bed because I would feel like someone's going to come and just snatch it.
That's actually a common thing.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it is, I do that all the time.
I know. It's common. I mean, my feet could fly all over the place when I'm sleeping. I don't care. But so anyway, here's the thing. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. The news is up after this. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. And it's the overnight show, and I'm Nick DiGilio here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, and the great Steve Cochran at 6 has your Friday morning drive. Our Friday regular features will return next week, and I will announce who is now going to be my producer. And that person will begin on Monday morning on the show and officially be my full-time producer. So looking forward to that. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And we have been talking about weird habits or weird quirks that we all have. And if you would like to jump in, 312-981-7200, that's the phone number for talk or text with your admittedly strange little quirks and habits. And here is Carl on WGN. Hi, Carl.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
All right. What's up?
I guess this would fall under the category of post-nasal drip. My girlfriend, when we would go to the show, we'd be sitting and watching the movie, and every so often she'd be going, she would go,
mm-hmm.
And I never questioned her. I didn't want to know. But she was just constantly going, didn't have a cold. She wasn't sick or anything. I realized she probably had post-nasal drip and she was getting rid of it. Then I had a buddy who also had post-nasal drip, but he did something else. He would make a sound that was like, and I asked him one time, I said, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "I'm scratching the back of my throat." And I'm going, "What?" And then it dawned on me also that he had post-nasal drip, and that was his way to get rid of the post-nasal drip. But he called it scratching his throat. It was with his mouth closed, and you know what I'm saying.
You can hear it. I gotcha.
And then I have another friend. This is kind of strange. His wife had that separating the food on the plate situation.
Right.
Now, I never watch any. I never watch people eat. I look at my plate. I eat my food. I don't monitor people and see what they're doing. And that's their business, right? It used to drive him nuts because his wife had everything separated on her plate. She would take a little bit from here, a little bit from there, a little bit from there, and it just drove him up. Oh, he couldn't stand it. I think it might have triggered his divorce because they got a divorce.
Yeah.
And then one day, he confessed to me, after I've known this guy for years and years, he said, you know what, my dad was really impressed with the way you eat. And I said, why? And he said, well, he was impressed because you always clean your plate. And I thought, well, yeah, when I take food and put it on my plate, I take the amount that I'm going to consume, and then I consume that, and I end up with an empty plate because I took as much food as I wanted to eat. And he said, yeah, my dad was really impressed with that. His family apparently had the habit of piling food on their plate and overdoing it a little bit and going, you know, I took too much. And then when they would go clear the table, there'd be leftover food on most of their plates. And I thought, you know, what do you do? You know, what's the deal? Why don't you just take the amount that you're going to eat? And if you need to take a little more, take a little more. But what's the deal about piling? Unless it was a competitive thing when you have,
right.
siblings.
Right.
And you want to make sure you get your share, so you pile it on. You go, ugh, it took
right.
too much.
Right. Right. So, yeah. I never had that issue. Because I don't have I'm an only child, so it was just, you know, there was enough food for my parents and for me. And so a lot of people eat in very strange ways or have their eating habits and all that stuff. Carl, thanks for the call. Join. If you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. And so let's get to some texts here that have come in. If you guys want to jump in with your weird habits or quirks, 312-981-7200. Jason says, my biggest quirk is that I always have to carry two pens in my pocket. Well, you know, that for me, I'm very, like, here at work, I have a very specific routine that I have to do every time I come in, and I have to set up the studio the way that I want it set up. I have to have the computer I have to have the keyboard in a certain spot. I have to have the computer screen in a certain spot. The monitor that's on the console, I have to have in a certain spot. I have to have my cup with about 12, 13, 14 pens in it. I have to have that at all times. I have to move the phone that I use to take the calls from the callers. I have to move that closer than most people have it. So I have to, like, specifically, I have to set up the studio the way that it is set up right now, or I will be very, very uncomfortable. If there, you know, there was a time when we were working over at the Trib building, and I would use the studio on the seventh floor. And I pretty much was the only one. And I'm pretty much the only one that uses this studio. They use this studio for, I think maybe Williams does his show in here sometimes.
He does.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, he does.
And then they do podcasts in here. But I'm pretty much the only one that uses the show, like, on a pretty regular, or uses this studio. Because I prefer this studio because the other one has a nice view. It's got a nicer view because you can see the Navy Pier and you can see the lake and everything.
Yeah.
I don't care about that because this studio is set up almost exactly like the studio on the seventh floor of the Trib building. I mean, it's set up almost exactly like it. In the other studio, the producer's too far away. The producer's on the wrong side. I want the producer to my left, and I want to be able to see the producer. In the other studio, it's to the right, and they're way far away. They're all the way on the other side of the room. So once I got into this studio, and I looked at it, and, you know, they set it up almost exactly like the seventh floor studio. Again, I'm very particular about the way the studio is set up and how, you know, how my stuff is in front of me. So that's why I started working in this studio. When we were working across the river there at the Trib, and we were preparing to move here, they basically demolished the studio on the seventh floor, and I had to use the showcase studio. The showcase studio was the one that you can see from Michigan Avenue. The showcase studio was covered, you know, it was glass. You were on Michigan Avenue. You could see on Pioneer Court.
Yeah.
People walked by. They had an outdoor mic. If you wanted to talk to somebody walking down Michigan Avenue, you could. I was not crazy about that studio. I, you know, I found it, you know, to be especially distracting for my guests. Like if I had guests on, they were live, you know, they were live in studio. You get idiots, you know, coming up and banging on the window constantly. And I used to be on Saturday nights, and I'd have to use that. And they, I can't tell you the number of drunks who would come up and smack into the window and all that kind of stuff. So I liked being on the seventh floor away from people. and I'm 11 stories higher here, so I like that even more. But when they demolished the studio for about 3 weeks, I think it was, 3 weeks a month, I had to use the showcase studio. And everything was the opposite of what it was on the seventh floor.
Oh, no.
And so, and I get, like I said, I'm very
particular
about the way I set up the studio. It's got to be set up the way I want it. And the computer was on the wrong side.
It's a nightmare for you.
Everything, yeah. And then so for that three and a half weeks, almost month that we had to do our show out of the Showcase studio, I was like, oh, God. And then, you know, when I came here, the first time I came to the, to just check out the space, we weren't ready to open yet, but I came in and I was here. And Adam Phillips was one of the guys that helped put this whole thing together, that helped open up this this space. I came in and then I saw this studio and I walked in and I was like, this looks exactly like the seventh floor. So I'm taking this studio. That's all there is to it.
You called dibs on this.
I did. No, I absolutely did. I did. We actually had to switch stuff around because I called dibs on this.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding. So anyway, but now this studio is set up exactly like it. When I get here, you know, other people use the studio and then they screw it up, in my opinion. It's like, it's like, why do you do that? Why is that over there? Why is this here? So, you know, it takes me a good 10, 15 minutes at the beginning of my shift. Well, not my shift, but when I get here, because I usually get here a couple hours or an hour and a half before the show, set everything up in here the way I want it set up, and I'm very particular about that, and that's a habit. That's one of my weird quirks, one of my weird work quirks, and I have to have my cup full of pens. I have a pen. I always will have a pen and my Johnny Carson pencil, the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson pencil with the two, with an eraser on each side, because that's how Johnny Carson had it. So that's how I have that in front of me at all times. So, yeah, because I'm a weirdo. You want to talk about quirks, weird. I'm very, very weird work quirks here at the station. So, 312-981-7200. What are your, weird habits and weird quirks? Here's, Joanne on WGN. Hi, Joanne.
Hi. My son is ambidextrous, and if he has to write multiple lines, he will write the first line with his right hand, then switch his pen, write the second one with his left hand, and so on until he's finished with what he's writing. I asked him why, and he said he likes to challenge his mind.
Okay. All right, that's kind of strange.
so is he.
Yeah, okay. All right, Joanne, thank you.
Yeah.
Take care. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. See, 847 area code says, whenever I eat a sandwich like ham and cheese, the cheese must be on top before I take a bite. This also applies to cheeseburgers. Well, yeah, isn't cheese usually on top?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But I never had to think about it. But now that you said it.
Well, a quarter pounder with cheese has cheese on the bottom and the top.
I'm just thinking of the ham and cheese sandwich.
Cheese. If I'm having a ham and cheese sandwich, the cheese is on top.
Yeah.
Always. Well, maybe. Well, on top means if you pick up the sandwich and turn it around, then it would be on the bottom.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like if you got a ham and cheese, and you got it on the top. So this person has to make sure that it's on the top, and they don't turn it around, and the cheese would be on the bottom.
I see.
815 area code, this is Joyce, says, I hate any food served to me in a saucer. Saucers are for cups, coffee cups only. Well, what foods are served in a saucer? Is it like a side of vegetables or something? Like if you have a side of vegetables, they can, you know, like if you go to a restaurant,
yeah,
sometimes
like
they'll bring
skillet,
out.
Yeah, but like a skillet, you know, like an egg skillet maybe? No?
No, in a saucer?
Yeah.
No. I don't think so. 312 area code says, Nick, when I climb or descend stairs, I silently count to myself the number of stairs. Lots of people do that. That's in this website that I was looking at. One of them is one of the weird, it's sort of like weird habits. This is a website called listchallenges.com where they have a list here of 30 weird habits that people have. And one of them right here, I'm looking at it right now, is counting steps while walking. Well, now you got that stupid thing on your wrist to do it for you.
The Fitbit?
Yeah.
Or the Apple Watch?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't worry. I don't count my steps, whether it be electronic or in my head. Nick, I like your show. Here's my quirk. I can't stand wet wood, like a thick popsicle stick or the wooden spoon. Ew. No, that's legit. That's legit. Like, if you got the little ice cream cup and they give you that little wooden spoon, people freak out over that texture and the fact that it's wood. Sue says, I throw left-handed, I catch righty. I use the knife in my left hand and I bowl righty, so go figure. Yeah, you know, I'm all mixed up, too. So, all right, well, let's take a break here. And when we come back, I've got some more weird habits that we all kind of do. Like for instance, here's another one. Everybody thinks of a great comeback 4 hours too late. It's the story of George Costanza's life right there. All right. 312-981-7200. Weird habits and some weird quirks. We all got them. Let's take a break on 720 WGN. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m., and Steve Grzanich is at 5 with the opening bell, and Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. That's what's coming up. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. That's all coming up. All right, we're talking about weird habits or quirks that we have. Here's one that I have. When I have cash on me, I have a money clip. I don't keep cash in my wallet, so I have a money clip, and I keep my money in there. But I have to make sure when I have money, I have to make sure all the money is facing one direction. And I can't have the one bill backwards, one bill forward. I can't have one bill.
Really?
Oh yeah, I got to have it. Yep. And it starts and I put them in numerical order with like the biggest bill on the outside. So like a 20 on the outside, and then 10, then 5, then 1.
You know, I used to work at a bank when I was in college, and I caught myself do that too. But now I don't do that anymore.
No, I do. You know why? I bartended for a long time too, so I would count down drawers at the end of the night, and so that's just something that I do. So you know, like I have money in my my money is in money clip, and it's set up like that all the time. Biggest bill on the outside, all the bills facing the same direction. I think it's a little, you know, quirky, but I don't think that that's unusual. I think a lot of people might do that. I think a lot of people might do that, especially, you know, like you worked in a bank. I worked in a bar, worked in a few bars. And, when you do count down a drawer at the end of the night, you have to face the money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you have to do it. And it was a habit that I did, you know, for years, and it just bled over into how I keep my money in my pocket.
Yeah.
So, okay. So other habits, here we go. All right, now see how many people do these. Do you chew your nails?
Nope.
Used to when I was younger, but I don't anymore.
My boyfriend does, and he drives me crazy.
Oh, really? I used to do it when I was younger, but then I stopped. But there are people, you know, the people who not only chew their nails, but like get the cuticles going and everything. And,
yes.
And like get, you know, sometimes they're bloody, like the cuticles, are pulled out on it. But people, that's a nervous habit that people have. And some people have some serious problems because of it.
He's gotten better.
all right. How about this? Do you crack your knuckles? Do you crack your back? Do you crack your neck? Any joints? Once again, I crack my neck because my neck is in, you know, because it needs to be cracked. I used to crack my knuckles, but I don't anymore. All right, how about this? Do you wash your hands constantly? That's another habit that people have. You wash your hands constantly?
I do.
Do you really?
I do.
Okay.
Hygiene is important.
Yeah, I don't wash my hands constantly. I mean,
what's constantly, though?
I think it's like if you wash your hands more. I mean, look, I wash my hands after I go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it, except for when I take a shower.
Well, before you eat, maybe something.
Not all the time. Not all the time, no.
I have those wet wipes with me, at all times.
Is that right?
I do, yeah. Wow. Especially when I travel, too. Like, I wipe down the airplane. That's something weird that I do, I guess. I literally wipe down the entire seat.
I think that's a little much, but it's not crazy because airplanes are not the most hygienic. They're not the most hygienic place in the world. You've got recycled air that you're breathing. There could be people on the flight that are sick.
Yeah.
You know, and you're breathing that air.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that they used to allow smoking on airplanes. I can't even imagine that.
Yeah.
Because where's the smoke going to go? It's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
How about this? Reading the back of a shampoo bottle while you're in the shower.
No.
No, I shower when I'm in the shower. I shower and I get out.
I don't read in the shower. That's crazy.
There are other times when I read in the bathroom. That's a different situation. There's other times when I read in the bathroom. It's not when I'm showering. It's when I'm doing something else. How about reading magazines or newspapers backwards? So you're going from the back and flipping through. I know people who do that. But a lot of people don't do this anymore because a lot of people don't read books. But do you smell books? Do you smell books? I do it all the time.
I don't, but I smell a newspaper.
You smell the newspaper?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that came from childhood. Because we used to have those mimeograph tests that were kind of damp.
Yeah.
And you would put them to your nose every time you would take a test. Because the teacher would always just get them off the machine. And they were damp, and they had the ink, and the ink smelled a certain way.
Oh, wow.
Everybody would smell their tests. Everybody would smell their tests. Oh. Whoever is listening to me right now who's around my age or maybe a little bit, even a little younger, when you got a test or an assignment from your teacher and it came off of like the mimeograph or the copy machine, you would smell it because it would have that ink and chemical smell. And, yeah, and I would smell books all the time. I love the smell of books. I do. I love them. It's just that nobody does that anymore because everybody reads on their tablets and stuff now.
Their Kindles.
How about this was a weird one. Refusing to walk barefoot indoors, but outdoors it's okay. That just seems really weird to me. I guess barefoot. No, I don't walk around my apartment barefoot. I do not. I always have socks on, always. I don't wear slippers, but I always have socks on. So I guess, and I wouldn't walk around barefoot in my apartment. And I don't like to walk around barefoot outside, though. So I'm just not, I don't like to walk. That's a pretty clear-cut case for me. Indoors or outdoors. Yeah. All right, how about this one? Sniffing fingers after eating. What? Why?
No.
I don't do that.
Mm-mm.
How about this? Feeling uncomfortable when the TV volume is at an odd number. I know somebody who's like that, who has to have the volume at 10 at all times. It's just weird if it's not at 10. He has to adjust it if he lives with like three other people and if somebody messes with the volume, he has to get it back to 10 or he's not happy.
That is weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yep. All right, we got a break here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got a whole bunch of texts coming in, people talking about some of their weird habits or quirks. If some of the ones that we've talked about here you have or friends that have, jump in. Get into the conversation at 312-981-7200. All right, news is up after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. And it's Friday morning. Not doing the regular Friday features this morning. We'll get those back again next week. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We're talking about weird habits and strange quirks that we all have. And we would love to hear from you on this topic, 312-981-7200. Also, The Hollywood Reporter put together a list of 100 best movie quotes of all time. So we're going to talk about some of your favorite lines, some of your favorite movie quotes, and some classic stuff there. But we got some lines open, some texts coming in. We're talking about weird quirks and habits. 312-981-7200. Here's Ruth on WGN. Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
Hi.
My quirk is I have to wipe the handle off on the grocery cart, you know, before I use it. But not only that, I have to wipe all around the top because I might touch that, you know, when I'm shopping. And someone saw me doing it, and they said, "Are you sure you don't want to do the wheels?"
Yeah. Well, you know, at Jewel, at least the Jewel that I shop at, they have bleach wipes at the front.
Yes, they do, and I use them all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think there's anything crazy about that. A ton of people use those. You know.
Yeah, and if I'm out, I mean, if they're out, the manager was right there, and he says, "Oh, I'll get them for you." And then when I went to take some, he said, "Oh, take more than that. You know, you need to wipe it down so you don't get a cold or something."
Right. Exactly.
I thought that was nice.
Okay, Ruth. Thank you.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay.
I think that's a pretty cool thing that they, you know, they provide those bleach wipes. As soon as you walk in the door at the Jewel that I shop at, it's also the Jewel that my dad works at, which is at Irving and Narragansett. As soon as you walk into the door, there's a dispenser right there with the bleach wipes, so you can boom, take a wipe down the handles if you want to wipe down the sides. So yeah, here's Jim William. Hi, William.
Hi, I'm William Devane, and when I buy gold, I do it with Dick Kay when we're naked on my horse.
That's good. All right. That was good. By the way, that was a terrible William Devane.
It really was. I think I could do better.
It was a terrible William Devane. If you want to waste my time, dude, get your William Devane down better. Wasn't that a terrible William Devane?
It was. I practice my William Devane, and so I take that personally.
Yeah, that was a terrible, terrible William Devane.
But I did like the impersonation, because every time that commercial comes on, I work on my impersonation.
No, I mean, well, you got to see, you know, I mean, it's So I don't know I'm not really sure what that was. But
he did not sound like that when he called.
Well, no, of course he didn't. He tried to fool you. So, like, you know. It's, by the way, it's a full moon. It's one of those weird, isn't it like a worm moon or something going on right now?
Yeah.
Some weird, yeah. So that explains idiots like that calling in. Doing bad William Devane, like he's entertaining the world with a terrible William Devane. Put your heart into it at least next time. Yeah, he's thinking the top entertainment choice at 3 o'clock in the morning is to call WGN Radio and do a bad William Devane impression. That's the people are just jonesing to hear that. You just entertained everybody, pal. Hey, I think I know what I'm going to do. What is it? It's about 3 o'clock in the morning. Let's call WGN and I'll do a terrible William Devane.
What if that
impression was
really William Devane?
That would have been bad. Now So, Vic, you said that you had some weird quirks and weird habits. Let's get those in there.
Yeah, but now that I'm listening to what we're actually talking about, I don't think mine fall under that same category.
No?
No. I had some really weird oddities to most people when I stopped working in counterterrorism surveillance, counter-narcotic surveillance.
Right.
I did it for more than a decade, so some of the things that I were doing were normal if you do that work.
Oh,
but,
I see.
But they were really odd to people around me, and especially Jeannie when I kind of, we became close and she began to see some of my behaviors.
I see.
Like, I would never take the same route to work. I would change my routes.
Oh, sure.
Anytime I bought a pair of shoes, I would always immediately have them resold to the quiet type soles. I mean, a lot of weird things that I don't do anymore. But, you know, I don't think it's the same thing.
Well, that's something that obviously your profession, you had to do those things. You know what I mean?
You keep doing them, and when you're a civilian or you know, back in civilian society, it's strange to people.
Yeah, that's fascinating, though, man. That is interesting. All right, we got some texts here. 989 area code says, "How about people who eat like they're in a wolf pack? Surprisingly, not even eating their plates in the process. They're enjoying their food." 630 area code says, "I have a sister who piles food on her plate when we're at a gathering and then never eats anything off of her on her plate." Okay. 708 area code says, "I always count the number of spokes on a car's wheel."
That's bizarre.
That is weird. 989 says, "I prefer to drive my soon-to-be ex-wife nuts by chewing Jolly Ranchers."
That was my favorite one.
We're getting a divorce, so I'm going to chew Jolly Ranchers and make her nuts. That's pretty funny. 773 air credit saying, I will often pluck all the hairs on the interior of both of my wrists until there are no more within two inch radius. What? All right. 630 area code says, anytime I eat a cherry, I tie the stem in a knot in my mouth. LOL. Okay, this is somebody who watched Twin Peaks. Somebody who enjoyed Twin Peaks back in 1990. Sherilyn Fenn's character, that was one of the things that she was known for, was she was able to tie a cherry stem into a knot by just using her tongue. So, here's Jim on WGN. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Nick. How you doing? Great show tonight.
Thank you. What's up?
I got kind of a little weird one myself. If I get a shake, a chocolate shake, fries, and a burger, and I'm eating it, I don't like cold French fries. I won't eat a cold French fry. Mediocre, kind of pushing it. But what I will do is I will take my warm French fries and stick them in my milkshake.
That's a thing that a lot of people do, Jim.
Do they really?
Yeah. No, a lot of people do that. That's a thing that goes back to when I worked at McDonald's, and we're talking like 1981, 82, 83, around those time. That's when I worked at McDonald's that many years ago, like almost 40 years ago. And people would get their shake, and they would dip their fries, and they would scoop out the ice cream. And that's the best place to do that is Wendy's, because they have the Frosty. So you can get it, and they have good fries, and Wendy's has good fries. So you combine that. If you like the sweet and the savory, which is a thing now, it used to be weird, but that's a thing now. It's a culinary thing. The best one is to go to Wendy's if you like to do that, because they've got the Frosty, which is fantastic, and they also have very, very strong French fries. So if you're into that kind of thing. All right. How about this? Does anybody, here's a little habit that they talk about, holding your breath when someone else sneezes around you in order not to catch their their germs?
I'm going to do it really in a real obvious manner next time someone in the room sneezes.
Yeah, and blow your cheeks out.
And just stare at them with a disapproving look.
I do that all the time.
Do you really?
I do. I do hold my breath, even when I'm walking outside.
Wow.
And I hear someone sneeze or cough.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't like germs.
All right. Well, clearly. I mean, you know, you walk around with those wipes all the time and wipe down your airplane seat. All right. How about taking all of the vegetable and fruit skins off? So, like if you're going to eat an apple, do you peel the apple? No, I don't do that. I mean,
I don't.
How about stroking your hair all the time? That's kind of a nervous kind of a thing. How about this one? Checking. This one seems a little out there to me. Checking that you haven't gone blind in one eye by closing one. Wouldn't you be able to tell if you've gone blind in one eye? I mean, like... rechecking your pockets for wallet, phone, and keys. I do that all the time.
You know what I did today?
What happened?
Okay, so I put my iPhone goes in my left front pocket, my wallet in my right front pocket. So when I walk out of the apartment, I slap both of those areas with my hands to make sure I got them in my pockets, right? Last night, I was taking Jeannie to dinner, and I had my phone out in my right hand. I was checking the Uber driver to see if he was going to meet us downstairs, and I'm tapping my left pocket, and it's not there, and I went back into the apartment looking for it. It's in my right hand. My brain just said, something's that hard thing that's in your left pocket
right,
is not there.
Exactly. No, I check for my keys and my wallet and stuff all the time. I do it all the time. And I always do it when I leave the apartment. Like before I leave the, because I have like a little vestibule that leads into my apartment building, and I have to make sure I have my key to the outside door. And, if I don't, I'm screwed. Then I'm locked out of the apartment. But I always have my keys on me. I always do. But I check all the time. How about this? After I blow my nose, I look at the tissue. I do.
Yep.
I do. I don't know if that's weird. I have no idea, but I do. When I blow my nose, I look at the tissue. You don't know what's going to come out. You know? Something purple comes out, you're going to go, oh, man, I ought to have that checked out.
I think you're good as long as it's not red.
Right. Well, sometimes, you know, you get those bloody noses in the winter.
Yep.
You know, you get, you know, the, you get all that dry air. Here's Donald on WGN. Hi, Donald.
Hi. When I was a kid, especially, for some reason, I'd always just eat one type of food until it was completely gone. And I'd start usually with the one that I liked. Like, if I liked, if it was sirloin steak, I'd eat all the sirloin steak. Then I'd eat all the whatever. If it was something like sweet potatoes, something I liked, you know. And then if I didn't quite want to finish it, then I would be not finishing something I didn't like.
I see. So, yeah, I mean, we talked about that a little bit earlier, about people who have to eat food in a certain order.
And not only that, but did you know this is some trivia for Star Trek? There was a Star Trek book, and it said that that's how you can tell a Romulan from a Remus, because there was Remus, there was the other planet that was settled by the Vulcans that left Vulcan, you know, and that's how you could tell because how they, what order they ate, and how much they would eat all of it at one time.
Wow. Okay, that's some real deep Star Trek stuff right there that I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, no, it was just some kind of murder
no,
mystery.
No, I got you. I got you.
Oh, that's the Romulan, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay, Donald, thanks.
Okay.
Take care. Jeez. All right, we've got some texts here that we're going to get to and a few more habits that we're talking about. And if you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200 for Talk and Text.
Down in London towns of go-go, oh, with the record selection and the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing all with myself, oh, when there's no one else inside.
Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here on a Friday morning. Friday features are not going to be done this week. We'll get them back next week. So we're talking right now, though, about habits and quirks that we all have. And then we're going to jump into it. After the 3:30 news, we're going to start busting out some of the best movie quotes of all time. A Hollywood Reporter got their staff together, and they gathered together what they think are the 100 best movie quotes of all time. And there's so many classics. And I know that a lot of people out there have favorite movie quotes and movie lines. So we want to hear from you. 312-981-7200. All right, some texts here talking about the habits and the quirks. A weird quirk, I have to double check. Did I lock the door when I was leaving? I checked the car door, checked the fridge door, or the fridge door and the window. Did you lock your fridge?
That's a new one.
Yeah. Check the windows. It's a whole lot of time double checking everything. I don't think that's something that I guess, you know, is a quirk, but I think it's a safety one. It's a safety issue. John says, I have a weird quirk where I repeat lines of a movie that I know real well, like the movie Jaws. I know every line and people hate that. Well, yeah. I mean, if you're going to do it out loud, I mean, if you're by yourself, that's one thing. If you're watching a movie, like if somebody, you know, if I'm watching Dazed and Confused with people, I know every single line and every beat of that movie. But I wouldn't do it. I mean, you know. Unless people asked me, hey, what's the next line? I said, okay, I can tell you if you want to know. 309 area code says, the start of the toilet paper roll should be facing out. I reverse it if it's not.
I agree.
Well, here's the thing about that. This is the thing about that. Yes, the toilet paper roll should be out. I agree with that. Unless you have a cat. All right? Because I don't have a cat right now, but I did. And when the toilet paper roll was in the correct way with the paper over, not under, cats like to play with that. So they scratch at it, and all the toilet paper gets scratched and ends up on the floor. If it's reversed, if they do that, the toilet paper won't roll off the roll. So if you have a cat, the reverse is the best way to do it if they like playing with the toilet paper roll. And a lot of cats like playing with the toilet paper roll.
That's a good tip.
So if you have a cat... under, not over. If you don't have a cat, over is the correct way to have your toilet paper on the roll. But if you go to somebody's house and they have a cat and you go to the bathroom and it's under to this person, don't change it, because then their cat is going to scrape all the toilet paper off the roll, because the cats like the little scratch at it, and then they like to watch the toilet paper pile up onto the floor, still connected to the roll. 630 area code says that, hey, Nick, I'm in 100% with you on the way you keep your money in your clip. I do the exact same thing. Face the money out, keep it in order and denomination. Morning, Nick. My late mother and I could not touch or watch someone eat a peach. The peach fuzz would make us gag. Peel it for me, cool. That's fine. But thank God for nectarines. All right. Okay. 815 area code says, I hold my breath when I drive by a dead animal on the road. Even with the windows up? Well, it could get through the vent, maybe. I don't know. 815 area code says, when I fly and the plane takes off, I count to 90 in my head and then I go back to reading. Yeah, I'm not a good flyer at all. Like, I hate flying. I'm terrified when I fly. I hate it.
Really?
Oh yeah, I can't stand it.
Oh no.
And the taking off and the landing are the worst, because that's when most accidents happen. Most accidents happen during either the takeoff or the landing. And since I quit drinking, I haven't been on a plane. But the only way that I could get on a plane before, when I was a drinking guy, I'd have to get bombed. I would go to the airport lounge and just get smashed and then drink on the flight, because I hated flying. I hated flying.
Wow.
708 area code says, quirks. I always put the month and date on all my new groceries, cans and boxes, before I put them away. Contents and boxes are always put in plastic containers. Wow.
That's a lot of dedication.
That is a lot of dedication. I just throw stuff in cabinets and throw it in the fridge when I get home from grocery shopping.
Same.
312 area code. Putting chapstick on constantly all day. Now, listen. I dated a girl who, I think, went through cases of chapstick a week. Constantly putting on the chapstick. And I was dating her. And I do not use chapstick at all. I do not use any kind of lotions on my hand because I don't like the feel of it. You know, like when I bartended, my hands were like completely dry, because you're completely dry and flaking off.
Yeah.
And itchy because, you know, you're in and out of the sink washing glasses and stuff like that. All, you know, and your hands are wet while you're bartending. But they would have hand lotion behind the bar. Every bar does. But I couldn't do it. I do not like the feeling of any kind of lotion on my hands. Do not like it at all. And I don't put anything on my lips. I don't want anything on my lips. So I'm dating this girl, and the byproduct of dating this girl was that I would get chapstick on my lips because we'd make out. And it would drive me nuts. I'd be like, ugh, and wipe my lips, you know. It had nothing to do with the quality of the kiss. It had everything to do with the texture of chapstick on my lips. I don't like it. And lotion, none of that stuff. I don't know how people do it.
I like lotion and chapstick.
Well, everybody does. I'm in the minority on that. That's a weird quirk. Like, yeah. No suntan lotion. You will never put suntan lotion on me, ever. Wow. I don't spend a lot of time out in the sun because I hate being out in the sun. But like if I go to a Cub game or something, I burn.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I will not put any kind of lotion or any of that kind of stuff on me. And then finally, 815 area code says, what about people who cut the crust off of bread? Yeah, I can see a child wanting the crust cut off their bread.
I think that's the best part.
The crust?
Yeah.
I mean
that's what makes the bread.
Well, I agree with you. You know, I think it's a kid thing, because when I was a kid, I didn't like crust. I would never eat the crust. I would finish a sandwich and leave the crust. When I was a kid, I think that's a kid thing.
My grandmother would make homemade bread, and I used to love it when I was a kid too. So. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if your grandmother's in the house making homemade bread, that's different. I'm talking about getting a couple toast. Slices of Wonder Bread.
Oh, okay.
You know, I didn't have the luxury of having somebody making bread. You know,
it's a Greek thing. Who
yeah,
knows?
Yeah. No, but now the weird thing is, when I go out to dinner, I never eat bread. Like when they bring bread to the table,
yeah,
I never eat it because I want to load up on food. That's why I'm there. Unless I go to Red Lobster. I'll eat those cheddar biscuits. I will eat those.
Those are so good.
Oh, my God.
Those are so good.
Oh.
I agree.
Eat them all day. And you know what?
They sell them.
They sell them. They do. They sell them. And they and you can also, they sell the recipe, too, so you can make them at home if you want from scratch. Oh,
that's
my.
That's a lot of carbs,
Those things
though.
Are good, though. I don't care. I don't care. So the only time I don't load up on the Cheddar Bay biscuits when I go to Red Lobster is when they have Shrimp Fest, when they have unlimited shrimp. You pay $16.99, you can eat all the shrimp you want.
Yeah.
Don't load up because you want to have as much shrimp as possible. My record for eating the most shrimp in one sitting at unlimited shrimp is 250.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
250 shrimp. I get That's my $16.99. I get. Hey, listen, every fall when unlimited shrimp comes around at Red Lobster, I go at least once, twice, and I load up. I won't eat for 4 days before I go there and then load up.
Oh, my goodness.
So, all right, let's take a break. The news is coming up right after this.
Don't you forget about me.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. And we're going to jump into Hollywood Reporter got their staff together and they put together the list of what they think are the 100 greatest movie quotes of all time. And they actually put them in ranking order from 100 to number one. And the phone lines are open right now and I would love to hear what your favorite movie lines or your favorite movie quotes are. 312-981-7200. So, Vivian, you just played the song from Breakfast Club, which has a lot of great lines in it. Here's the question. You've seen Breakfast Club, right?
I have, yeah.
Have you seen it a lot or just...
Twice,
okay.
Twice.
Okay. Vic, you've seen Breakfast Club, right?
Yes, absolutely. One of my favorites.
Can either of you tell me the reason why each of the characters has detention?
Ooh, I could. I can tell a couple. I know. So the wrestler,
yeah, Emilio Estevez.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was involved in. I don't know if it was a hazing incident, but he was. He and some other wrestlers, I believe, taped up somebody. And,
yeah, they taped. Okay, they, so they taped. He taped the guy's butt cheeks together.
Right, butt cheeks. Yeah,
that's why he's. That's why he's in there. All right.
Okay, Vivian's turn. No, because I'm thinking.
Taking a call right now. Give me 1 second.
All right. How about Molly Ringwald?
Okay, Molly Ringwald. Let me think. Boy, you're putting me on the spot here.
I've seen the movie 8,000 times.
Was it Alcohol?
No. She skipped school to go shopping.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't remember that.
Okay. Anthony Michael Hall.
Man, I guess I don't know. Was he helping someone cheat?
No. He brought a flare gun. To school, and it went off in his locker.
See, I remember him saying that now in the movie, but no, I forgot. No idea about Judd Nelson's character.
Judd Nelson Bender. he set off a fire alarm.
Okay.
And then what about Ally Sheedy?
Vodka.
Nope. That's her drink.
That's a quote.
That's
though,
her drink. Yes, absolutely.
Know.
That's her drink. No, she didn't have anything else to do.
That was that's right. That was a bonding moment for them, I believe.
Actually. Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, of course, the other one that I always ask people is, can you name what each character brought for lunch? The toughest one is Brian, is Emilio Estevez, because he's got a bag full of stuff. I don't know if you remember, he just keeps pulling more stuff out of the He's got right. Matt chocolate chip cookies. He's got sandwiches. He's got fruit. Judd Nelson had nothing, correct.
Ally Sheedy, what did she have?
She had olive loaf. She had an olive loaf sandwich, but she threw the olive loaf up in the air and it landed on that sculpture.
Yeah, and then didn't she put a ton of sugar on it? Pixie sticks?
Yep, and then she ate and Pixie sticks and Captain Crunch.
Oh, yes.
That's Captain what she was doing. And then Claire brought sushi.
Yeah.
And then Brian. I'm trying to think. I'm getting their names all mixed up. But Anthony Michael Hall had PB&J with the crust cut off.
Yeah.
He had a soup, the perfect balanced meal that his parents packed.
Right, right.
So anyway, I always throw those two questions out to people who may have seen Breakfast Club. I mean, I've seen it way too many times. And okay, here's my question. Do you know who my favorite character is in Breakfast Club?
Who?
Do you know it? Can you guess, Vic?
I'm trying to think. If I had to guess, I'm gonna process of elimination. We're gonna reverse engineer that. I don't think it's the wrestler.
Nope.
I can't even name the characters. I don't think it's Anthony Michael Hall's character.
Nope.
Okay.
I'll give you a big clue.
Okay.
It's not one of the kids.
Oh, then it's got to be the teacher.
Nope. It's Carl the janitor. My favorite character in the entire movie is Carl the janitor.
Funny.
John Capelos from Chicago played that character. I love Carl. He's my favorite character in the entire movie. And the scene between him and Paul Gleason, where he confronts Paul Gleason going through the files and stuff,
yes,
one of my favorite scenes in the entire movie.
Yep, yep.
So, I am the eyes and ears of this institution.
That was good.
I love him, man. I love him. All right. Look at this. We got a bunch of people who are calling in with movie quotes because there are so many great ones. Let me start off by fly down some of these. We'll go from number 100 on this Hollywood Reporter list, and it is Love Means Never Having to Say You're Sorry from Love Story. One of the most parodied lines in movie history. How about this one? They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom. From Braveheart. From In the Heat of the Night, this is a classic. They call me Mr. Tibbs. So, and then number 97 is, we may have somebody who has this one. So let's go to the phones. Here's David on WGN. Hey, David.
Hello.
Hi. What do you got?
Yes. I have three. I got one that's like When Harry Met Sally.
Okay.
I'll have what she's having.
I'll have what she's having.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's one. The other one is like at the end of Something Like It Hot.
Oh, yeah.
When Jack Lemmon reveals that he's a man and he says, well, nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect. That's one of the greatest closing lines in movie history.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah.
Obvious one is Frankie Major, I Don't Give a Damn.
Yeah. That's number one on this list. I don't mean to blow the suspense, but of course it is. It's got to be the most iconic line in movie history. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. All right, David, thanks, buddy.
All right.
All right. 312-981-7200. Here's Rich on WGN. Hi, Rich.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Back when I was in the Army, Good Morning Vietnam came out, and there was all kinds of taglines or quotes that you could use that you can't say on the radio. But
yeah.
My favorite one is when somebody would mess up, but I'd just go, this will not look good on a resume.
Right. Right.
And then I made up my own. Like, we were combat engineers, heavy equipment operators, and if I tried to do something with a piece of equipment that it wasn't designed for, like use an earth mover for a dump truck or an excavator for a crane, the lieutenants would go, have you done this before? And I'd go, oh, yeah. And they says, are you sure it'll work? And I said, oh, yeah, I seen it in a movie once. And it would just freak them out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. All right, Rich. Thanks, buddy.
Right. Yep. Have a good evening.
By the way, I just got a little distracted because there's one of these, you know how many like 9,000 court shows are on?
Yeah.
You know, like the People's Court, all this other crap. There's a million of them. And I'm looking up. There's one on right now. And the defendant looks exactly like Tom Jones, the singer.
No way.
It's not him, obviously, but I got distracted. I looked up and I was like, my God, that guy looks exactly like Tom Jones. It's not him, but it was a little distracting. I was like, Tom Jones is in small claims court on TV? All right, here's Jim on WGN. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, hi. How's it going, Nick?
All right, what's up?
Yeah, I don't know if this is that great a quote, but it's one of the funniest things in Rocky when they're walking towards the rink for the fight.
Yeah.
And Nick asked Rocky about the robe, and he goes, Paulie's got $5,000 and I get the robe. And Nick goes, shrewd.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of great dialogue in Rocky. You know what my favorite scene in Rocky is? It's by far my favorite scene. Is when Mickey goes over to Rocky's apartment and tries to get him to let him be his manager. That scene is heartbreaking. It's a heartbreaking scene. I think it's the most beautiful scene in the entire movie.
Yeah, that's touching.
That's so good. All right, Jim, thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, here's John on WGN. Hi, John.
Hey.
Hey.
Your first caller mentioned I'll have what she's having. I think one of the best nonverbal lines was right before that when Meg Ryan did her thing in the restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then all the Clint Eastwood movies and The Departed is full of them.
Yeah,
the one I remember is City Slickers with Curly and Billy Crystal. They're alone, and Billy Crystal looks at him and says, "Hey, Curly, kill anybody today, and what Curly say, you do it.
Yeah.
Day's not over yet.
Yeah, day's not over yet. That's right. Okay, thank you, John.
Have a good one.
All right. There's a line here on the list. It comes in at 97. It's from When Harry Met Sally. It says, when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible. That's the scene where they meet up again on New Year's Eve. Yeah, here we go, man. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you. From Taken.
That's a good one.
That's a great one, man. Jerry Maguire, you complete me. There are a ton of lines from Jerry Maguire that are pretty classic. Ton. Let's see. Oh, here, come on. Now, come on now. I drink your milkshake. From There Will Be Blood, one of the greatest movies ever made, one of the greatest performances of all time, Daniel Day-Lewis. I drink your milkshake. Oh, yes. From Planet of the Apes, Charlton Heston, get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape. So, there you go. Hey, do we have weather? Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay. It's coming up. Here's another one of my favorites. This is actually one of my favorite lines. This is actually one of my favorite lines of all time. And it's from As Good As It Gets. When Jack Nicholson says, you make me want to be a better man. So, that's I think I love that movie. I really do. How about this from Clueless? As if. And again, that's another movie that's got about 5,000 great lines in it. Clueless. Fantastic. Oh, they pull one from The Force Awakens. Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. Harrison Ford saying, Chewie, we're home. When they get on the Millennium Falcon. That is a classic moment. That is a pretty classic moment in that movie. How about this? Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown. That's also one of the greatest closing lines of all time. Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown. So, all right. Here's Sean on WGN. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I got two movies. One is Better Off Dead, when the two African-American guys are up on the bridge and they say...
Yeah. Somebody threw away a perfectly good white boy.
Yeah, like it's a damn shame or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it's a damn shame. Somebody threw away a perfectly good white boy.
Yeah, that was classic. And the second one is Aliens, of course, when Sigourney Weaver says, get away from her, you know what.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Aliens, you know, some of the best lines in Aliens... belong to the late great Bill Paxton.
Oh my God!
Because he's got game over. I mean, come on, man, that's legendary. Game over, man. And he actually, he made that line up. That was just he improvised that. And then I also love not only Game Over, Man, but I also love why don't you put her in charge when he's done.
He was a master.
He was the king. He was the best. Bill Paxton was the best. All right, Sean, thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Nick.
All right, man. Here's Eddie on WGN. Hi, Eddie.
Hey, Nick. What's up?
What's up?
Well, some of the sillier ones that probably aren't on the list are things that all the guys say. I just want to tell you both good luck. We're all counting on you.
Yeah.
And surely you can't be serious.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, what we have here is a failure to communicate.
That will probably be pretty high on this list. I mean, that's a classic line. Cool Hand Luke, one of the best. That's a great, great line.
Yeah, and do you remember years after Love Story, there was some movie with, I guess, Ryan O'Neal, where the girl says to him, love means never having to say I'm sorry, and he responds with, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I think it was... one of the comedies he did with Barbara Streisand, it might have been What's Up, Doc.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it might have been What's Up, Doc, because I think Barbara Streisand says the line to him, and he says, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, which is great.
All right,
Eddie, take care.
Have a good morning.
All right. 312-981-7200 here on WGN. Coming in at number 87 from This Is Spinal Tap. And again, that's another movie that's got about 5,000 amazing lines. They pulled These Go to 11 which is, you know, the classic line. The great thing about the, and what's amazing about that, that's, there's so many great lines in Spinal Tap, and all of them were improvised. Because that whole movie was improvised. How about this? Coming in at number 86. I'm walking here. Another line that was improvised. We talked about movie moments that happened without planning. And you look at some of these classic lines. That's from Midnight Cowboy. Oh, man, this is too low. Coming in at number 85. I think this should be in the top 10. Easy. Way too low. From King Kong, it was Beauty Killed the Beast. That's one of the greatest lines of all time. You know, when they did the remake, when they did a remake in 76, and then they also did a remake in 2005 when Peter Jackson did it. When they did the remake, Jack Black had to play the role and he had to say that line. And he was so nervous the day they shot that moment where Jack Black had to say the line. He was so unbelievably nervous that they had to do a bunch of takes of it because he didn't want to say it exactly the same, because it was Beauty Killed the Beast is one of the most iconic lines in film history. And so they had to do a bunch of takes. He was really nervous, and he did a good job. He didn't repeat it, but he did a good job. So, all right, we got a break here. We got weather and then more of the greatest movie lines of all time. What are your favorite quotes? 312-981-7200. Today, cloudy with a chance of rain in early morning, then becoming partly sunny in the afternoon. High of 40, and at night we'll get down to the mid-20s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 49. Tomorrow night, 35 will be the low. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, high of 50, low of 37. For Monday, rain, snow, high of 38, get down to 28 for a low on Monday night. And then for Tuesday, partly cloudy, high of 41 and a low of 30. Currently 40 degrees at the lakefront, 38 at O'Hare, 39 at Midway. Take a break here, and we'll come back with more great movie lines after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Skyline studio, here till 5 a.m. Coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Hollywood Reporter got their staff together, and they put together the top 100 movie lines of all time, and we're counting them down. And I want to hear from you guys. What are your favorite movie quotes of all time? 312-981-7200 for talk and text. If you want to text in some of your favorite lines, you can do that too. Here's Frank on WGN. Hi, Frank.
Hey, Nick. War Games, and I know you're a fan of this character. I just don't remember the actor's name. At the end of the movie, when there's all the chaos in the war room, and the computer is going crazy, and the general says, "Heck, I'd piss on a spark plug right now if I thought it might do any good. Let the boy in, Major."
That's right. That's Barry Corbin, the great Barry Corbin.
He's a great actor.
He's fantastic. He's one of my favorites. And he also, you know, the Barry Corbin's like, "Take us to DEFCON 5 and get the president on the horn." I love that guy. He's the best.
That's awesome. He makes that movie.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great movie, too. All right. Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Who do we have here? What's the name here?
Yomi.
Yomi. Okay. Hi, Yomi.
Hi.
Hi. What do you got?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Which line?
He's a she. He's she.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Yomi.
He's going to the bathroom.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Yomi. Thanks. All right. There you go. Let's see, 84 on the list of the Hollywood Reporter. By the way, the lines are open if you want to jump in. 312-981-7200. What are your favorite movie quotes of all time? You can text him as well. How about this one from the Treasure of Sierra Madre? Badges? We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges. And then Mickey Dolenz started the whole misquoting of that, because this is one of the misquoted movie lines of all time, because everybody think is, "We don't need no stinking badges," and that's not the line. But Mickey Dolenz, in a 1967 episode of the Monkees TV series, started the misquoting of it, and it became like a thing where everybody, you know, everybody says, "We don't need no stinking badges," and that's not the line. And even Mel Brooks got it wrong in Blazing Saddles. He did the misquote instead of the the actual quote. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for your favorite movie quotes. Number 83 on the list is, "I'm just one stomach flu away from my goal weight." That's from The Devil Wears Prada. I only saw that movie once. I wasn't crazy about it. I liked Emily Blunt a lot in it. I thought Emily Blunt was great.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, Meryl Streep rules. I love Anne Hathaway. It just was not my, it's not my scene, man.
Yeah.
But I thought Emily Blunt, I actually thought Emily Blunt stole that movie. Yeah, I thought she stole great. The movie. How about this? They call it a Royale with cheese from Pulp Fiction. Now, see, that's another one. Pulp Fiction, there are like 8,000 lines in Pulp Fiction that could be great quotes. There's so many good pieces of dialogue in that movie, many of which we can't say on the air because, you know, it is a Quentin Tarantino movie and he does write very, very heavy R-rated dialogue. But, yeah, they call it a Royale with cheese. So, here is John on WGN. Hi, John.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
The John Wayne movie where he says, "Fill your hand, you son of a bitch."
Yeah, "Fill your hand, you son of a bitch." It's True Grit.
That's
another one that when they had the remake, Jeff Bridges was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to say this line. And he did it brilliantly. He did it. Jeff Bridges did it great.
But they didn't put it in the movie.
I'm sorry?
I don't think they didn't put it in the movie.
It is in the movie, John. You got it. Yeah.
Oh, it is?
I've seen
Godfather?
There's a million lines in The Godfather. I mean, The Godfather is the Godfather is one of the most quoted movies of all time, especially among guys. You get guys in a room and they'll just start quoting The Godfather like crazy.
Can you get me off the hook?
Yeah.
For old time's sake.
Yeah, for old time's sake. Yeah. All right. Thank you, John. We got to hit the news here. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. News is up right after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio and here till 5 a.m. And Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5 and Steve Cochran at 6. It's Friday morning. Our regular Friday features will be back next week, not doing them this week, but we are talking right now. The Hollywood Reporter got their staff together and they put together a list of the 100 best movie quotes of all time. And there's so many great lines and so many great movie quotes that I know you have a favorite. And we'd love to hear from you at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. All right. Let's see. Let's go to the phones. Here's Tony on WGN. Hi, Tony.
Hello there, Nick.
Hi.
My favorite line from a movie is 1960's The Alamo with John Wayne.
Okay.
The night before they were going to die, and they knew they were going to die, John Wayne was leaning against the wall, and one of his fellow Tennesseans said to him, "What are you thinking about, Davy?" And he said with his iconic stare, "Not thinking, just remembering."
Yeah. There you go. The Alamo. I haven't seen The Alamo in years. Been a long time since I've seen that movie.
And that's what somebody would really possibly be doing if they knew the next day they were going to die.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, Tony, good one.
Hey, thank you very much.
312-981-7200. Here's John on WGN. Hi, John.
Hey, what's up? One of my best quotes is from 1971, Dirty Harry.
Yeah.
When he's got the guy on the ground, he's looking at him, he's putting a gun on him, and he says, "This is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and it can blow your head clean off. So you have to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky, or do you, punk?"
So you
that's a great quote.
You got the line right. A lot of people get that line wrong. A lot of people say that the line was "You feel lucky, punk." That's not the line. You got the line correct. That's another one. It's another one of those classic lines that's misquoted all the time. But you got it right. 312-981-7200. Thank you, John, for the call. Here's Mary on WGN. Hi, Mary.
Yeah. Hi. I went, like, from Humphrey Bogart's movie. I can't think of the name. But that line about, in all the places and all the things, she had to be in mine.
That's Casablanca.
Oh, that's it. I couldn't remember that.
Yeah,
and the other one is Life is a Box of Chocolates.
That's Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Those are good ones.
Yeah, those are good. Thank you, Mary. Yeah, there's another one. Casablanca is another one that has got to be one of the most quoted movies of all time. There's like 20 lines in Casablanca that people quote all the time. The Hollywood Reporter puts it number 81. They're here from Poltergeist. You seen Poltergeist?
Nope.
First of all, it's a horror movie, so you wouldn't like it. Second of all, I don't think it's very scary. I never thought Poltergeist was very scary. Mm. But it opens with something that you hate. There was a period of time when broadcast television would go off the air. Oof. That's not something that exists anymore. So they would play at the end of the broadcast day, usually around 2 o'clock in the morning. They would play the national anthem. They would play the national anthem, and then the signal would go out.
Oof.
And it would just be fuzz. That you know what you were talking about earlier.
Yeah,
but you can't change the channel.
That noise.
That's how Poltergeist starts. And a big part of Poltergeist, because the ghosts take the girl through the TV, and a big part of Poltergeist is that snow, is that fuzz. So you get a lot of that stuff that you don't like. So you wouldn't like it for many
reasons.
That's
the reason why I would not watch it.
Yeah. It's also not a very good movie. I don't think it's a very good movie. People love that movie. I don't quite get it. How about this one from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? Magic Mirror on the Wall, Who is the Fairest One of All?
Yes.
Classic. That comes in at number 80 on the Hollywood Reporter list. From Godfather Part 3, just when I thought I was back, or just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in. I can't believe that made the list. 78, we mentioned already, the final line in Some Like It Hot, Nobody's Perfect, which is just, you know, one of the best lines ever. Let's see, here is Jim on WGN. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Nick. I got one for you. The Shining. Here's Jenny.
Yeah. Again, we talked about movie moments that were not planned. He just said that line. He just said it. It wasn't in the script. So
yeah, and then wailed on the door with a hatchet.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's right. All right, Jim. Thanks.
All right, man. Good show.
Thank you. There's another one that's got a ton of lines in it. Here's John on WGN. Hi, John.
Hi, Nick. How you doing?
All right.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me. I got a line from The Enforcer.
Clint Eastwood, Enforcer, yeah.
Yeah, with Clint Eastwood and Hal Holbrook, they're kind of talking about something that's going to go down, you know, like to bust some criminals. And Holbrook says to Clint Eastwood, you know, damn it, there's not supposed to be any shooting. And Clint Eastwood looks at him and goes, nothing wrong with shooting, just as long as the right people get shot.
Yeah, well, that's another one. That's another character there Dirty Harry. That's a character that has a ton of iconic lines. I mean, go ahead, make my day from Sudden Impact. That's one of the, you know, that's one of the classic lines of all time. That's it. Yeah, that's a lot of great ones. Thank you, John.
All right, thanks.
All right, a ton of texts here. Nick, I love Vivian. She's a keeper, although it might ruin her life working these odd hours. She's smart, funny, and fits in with your format. Unfortunately, this is the last night that we're going to be working together.
So sad. But so, thanks.
It's nice for the compliments. I enjoyed working with her, but this is actually the last night we're going to be working together. So, let's see. Favorite movie quote, do it for Johnny from The Outsiders. 612 area code says, get busy living or get busy dying from Shawshank Redemption. How about Denzel Washington training? When Denzel Washington in Training Day, King Kong ain't got nothing on me. That's another one that's got a lot of great dialogue in it. 612 area code says, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. That's from Ferris Bueller, the second worst movie of all time, featuring the most despicable character in the history of film. So. I hate every frame of that movie.
Oh, my God.
I hate it so much. I hate it. And I hate that character more than any character in the history of film. I hate that character, and I hate that movie. 8989 character says, you're a legend in your own mind. Yeah, that's another Dirty Harry. God, Dirty Harry. There's like a million of them. All right, let's see. Here's David on WGN. Hi, David.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, go ahead. What do you got?
Man, this has got to be way up there. This is a Blues Brothers classic. It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, and it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Right. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. Yeah. That's people love that. People love that line. That's a classic.
Love you, Nick, man. Right, great show.
Take
Thanks,
care, buddy.
Man.
Yeah. Also, not a fan of that movie. It's like two classic Chicago movies that are shot in Chicago, and I don't like either of them. I like Blues Brothers more than Ferris Bueller. Ferris Bueller, I despise. I hate that movie.
I was going to ask you.
No, Blues Brothers has good music. You know, when you got Aretha Franklin doing a number and Ray Charles doing a number, John Lee Hooker in there, music's good. Movie, stupid. And I didn't think it was very funny. So, how about Yo Adrian from Rocky? That's a classic. Wax On, Wax Off, The Karate Kid. Let's see. Here is, where are we going? Diane on WGN. Hi, Diane.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Nick. Why don't you come up and see me sometime?
Oh, Mae West. That's like her, that's the quintessential Mae West line.
That's got to be on there somewhere.
It probably is. I'm only at number 74 right now, but we'll get through the rest of it. I'm sure we'll probably see that one on the list. All right.
And the dude abides.
The dude abides. That's another movie. That's another movie. Big Lebowski's 8,000 great lines in that movie, and a lot of them you can't say. There's a lot of dialogue in that movie that you can't say on the air. All right, Diane, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, let's take a break here for some weather, and then we'll come back. We've got a lot of texts coming in, and we're still sifting through the best movie quotes of all time, according to Hollywood Reporter, and we want to hear your favorite movie quotes and lines at 312-981-7200. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. Friday morning. Not doing our regular Friday morning features. We'll be get those back in next week. We're talking about the best movie quotes of all time. Hollywood Reporter gathered together all their staff and put together a list. We also have a Blackhawks Express to play back. We'll do that in a little while. The Hawks lost last night, and they got a big weekend ahead of them on Saturday and Sunday. A big weekend, and they got to take both these games for this weekend. But we'll play back the Blackhawks Express from last night. We are now talking about the best movie quotes of all time. What are your favorites? Let's see. Here is Scott on WGN. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Nick. How you doing?
All right.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours. We're both Lord of the Ring fans.
Yeah.
Is there one line from any of the three movies that you really like?
Well, I mean, there's a lot. There's like, again, that's another one, man, that has like a ton of dialogue. I mean, obviously the obvious first one is "Thou shalt not pass." That's the "You shall not pass." That's my favorite. That's like the one that everybody goes to. What's yours?
Mine is when King Theoden is looking over the wall of Helm's Deep at the army, and it's a quiet moment, and he just says, "And so it begins."
Yeah, no, that's great.
And it gives me goosebumps every time I watch it.
The Battle of Helm's Deep, my God, is that good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. God.
That's great stuff. All right, Scott, thank you, buddy.
Hey, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
312-981-7200. Here's Kenny on WGN. Hi, Kenny.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, hey, how about going back to Mae West when she said, "Is that a banana in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?"
Ah, okay.
I can't believe she got away. I can't believe she got away with saying that back then.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to believe is right. You got that right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, man.
Thanks. 312-981-7200. Here's Brent on WGN. Hi, Brent.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Morning.
In the words of the late, great Colonel Sanders, I'm too drunk to taste this chicken.
Talladega Nights. You know, if we start quoting from Will Ferrell movies, we'll be here all day. You know what I mean? Like we can pull 50 quotes from Anchorman alone. So those are some of the most quotable movies of all time. All right, Brent, thank you, man.
I got one more if you don't mind.
All right, go ahead.
He's not a hard man to track. He leaves dead men everywhere he goes.
You got to remind me what that is?
Outlaw Josie Wales.
Oh, Outlaw Josie Wales, of course. Of course.
Have a good morning, Nick.
Okay, take care, Brent. All right, let's see. Yeah, we got a ton of texts coming in. Best line from Stripes is "Lighten up, Francis." That's actually my favorite line from Stripes. It is, and that's another movie that we could quote all day long. Like I said, the holy trinity of comedy for people around my age, especially guys around my age. There is a holy trinity of comedy, and it's Animal House, Caddyshack, Stripes. Those are the most quotable comedies of people of my generation. The most quotable. Caddyshack, I mean, there's like a thousand lines that people quote from Caddyshack. Sometimes there just aren't enough rocks from Forrest Gump. Oh, that's a great line. That's a beautiful line. Such a sad moment in that movie. My God. I'm glad that somebody pulled that line again, because you can go with Box of Chocolates. That's the obvious go-to.
Or Run, Forrest, Run.
Run, Forrest, Gun. Yeah, Run, Forrest, Run. There, 815 area code. There was this one time at band camp. from American Pie. Can you? By the way, you want to make people really old. American Pie is 20 years old this year.
Wow.
American Pie, 20 years old. 708 area code. You can't handle the truth. Classic. 765 area code says, I could have been a contender from On the Waterfront. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Smells like victory from Apocalypse Now. Where does he get such wonderful toys from Batman? 765 area code name. Now it's a great one. That is a great one. Okay. 74 on the Hollywood Reporter list. Is from one of my favorite movies of all time. And it's, "Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room," from Dr. Strangelove. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. And again, every time I mention Dr. Strangelove, I have to mention George C. Scott's performance in it, because it is truly one of the funniest performances in movie history. And the fact that George C. Scott obviously went on to be a very serious, very, very well decorated, very serious, intense actor. He is hilarious in Dr. Strangelove. It's my favorite performance in the movie. And it's a tour de force for Peter Sellers. He plays three different roles, and it's great. Slim Pickens, phenomenal. Everybody is great in the movie. But George C. Scott is on another, he's just on another level in that movie. Buck Turgidson. He's just amazing. How about this? The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, classic. Elementary, My Dear Watson. That became a catchphrase. Oh, man. "That'll do, pig. That'll do," from Babe. I love that movie. And I like the second one, too. The second one was great. All right. Here's Carl on WGN. Hi, Carl.
How you doing?
All right.
You know, you got to help me out on the movie, but Lauren Bacall and Humphrey Bogart, and Lauren Bacall's leaving his room, and she goes, "If you want me, just whistle. You know how to whistle, don't you? Just put your lips together and blow."
Right.
And then Chinatown, an obscure line. I don't know where it came from, but when the water is running off and Jack Nicholson gets caught in the water, he's walking away and he's all wet, and he blurts out, "Goddamn Florsheim shoe."
Yeah.
He loses one of his shoes, and I thought that was kind of an odd line to throw in there. It was good.
Yeah.
But I just wondered if it was somebody thought of it as an afterthought.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not really sure where that one came from. But, it might have been improvised, maybe because, maybe he wasn't supposed to lose his shoe, and he did in the take, and then they just kept it. So, all right. Thank you, Carl. 312-981-7200. And here's Mike on WGN. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right.
I got, Billy Wilder, most of his movies ended with great quotes.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to have one of his great ones, but I've always liked the line at the end of Stalag 17 when Robert Strauss says, "Maybe you just wanted to steal our wire cutters. Did you ever think of that?"
That's a great one. Mike, hang on, okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right, hang on a second. We got to get to the newsroom. We got some breaking news. Vic,
yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, Nick, it's a traffic incident on the northbound side of the Dan Ryan. They've got it shut down there due to a police investigation. All northbound lanes of the Dan Ryan shut down at 79th. They're forcing cars off the Dan Ryan there, and they're being allowed back on at 71st. We'll have more in our next report.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Vic. Keeping an eye on everything in the newsroom, including the traffic. All right, Mike, so Stylog 17, did you have another one?
Oh, yeah, you know, at the end of the apartment, Billy Wilder, Shut Up and Deal.
Yeah,
and,
Shut Up and Deal.
And Some Like It Hot, Joey Brown,
right.
Joey Brown saying, well, we can't all be perfect.
Yeah, nobody's perfect. Yeah, Shut Up and Deal is one of my favorite. That's what I love. I love that line. I love that movie, too.
That's a great movie.
It's such a great
Billy Wilder's great anyway.
Yeah, everything he does. My favorite, of course, I've mentioned this a million times, my favorite Billy Wilder.
Carnival, Ace in the Hole, right?
Ace in the Hole, man. Oh, my God.
That's my favorite, too.
That's such a great movie. So dark, man. I can't believe they got away with it back in that time.
Well, they did.
Yeah. All right, Mike.
All right, Nick. Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right, buddy. Have a good weekend. 312-981-7200. Let's see. Number 70 on the list is I Wish I Knew How to Quit You from Brokeback Mountain. That is a pretty classic line right there. And then we have, of course, number 69 on here is Good Morning, Vietnam, from Good Morning, Vietnam. From Lord of the Rings, My Precious, they pick from My Precious, The Two Towers. All right, I can't say the full line, but this is from Argo. And it's Argo, F Yourself, which is which said... They say it a few times during the course of the movie, but that's a good one. Oh, man, come on now. Frankenstein, It's Alive! It's Alive! Oh, my God. Such a great line. Let's see. Here's Ruth on WGN. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Nick. Gary Cooper, I ain't looking for trouble, but if trouble's looking for me, I ain't hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know the movie that's in. Do you?
No, I don't. It's not coming to me right now.
All I know is Gary Cooper, and I thought, oh, Nick will know.
No. Sorry to disappoint you.
Oh, that's okay.
Thanks, Ruth.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. And let's see. Here is Chris on WGN. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Nick. Great show as always, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
My quote is The Untouchables.
Okay.
You put one of ours in a hospital, we put 2 years in the morgue.
Yeah. That's the Chicago
Absolutely.
Way.
That's it. Exactly.
That's the Chicago way. That's right.
Clean cut, the way it's supposed to be. Great show, man.
All right. Thank you, Chris. All right. There you go. All right. Let's take a break here. We got the news coming up, and then we've got more of the best movie quotes of all time. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. If you would like to join us, we would love to hear from you with your favorite movie quotes. We also have a replay of the Blackhawks Express that we're going to play back from last night's game. That's coming up here on the show. But get in here for movie quotes. The news is after this. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. And Steve Grzanich follows at 5. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. We are talking about the 100 best movie quotes of all time. The Hollywood Reporter got their staff together, and they all chose some of their favorite movie quotes, put them together in a list. And now I want to hear from you guys. Talk or text 312-981-7200. What are your favorite movie quotes of all time? Some of your favorite, most memorable lines. 312-981-7200. Let's get back to it. Here is Edwin on WGN. Hi, Edwin.
Yeah, hi, Nick. Great show.
Thank you.
I got two. First one, Toto, I've got a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah, classic.
And then, let's see, other one. Listen to them, Children of the Night, what music they make.
Beautiful, from Dracula.
Dracula, yeah.
Yeah, that's another movie that's got a whole bunch of lines. And so does Wizard of Oz. Wizard of Oz has pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, you know, there's no place like home.
No place like home, yeah.
Yeah, there's so many in Wizard of Oz. Okay, Edwin, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us via talk or text. Here's Dwayne on WGN. Hi, Dwayne.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right.
This is a terrible movie, but I love the line, Sylvester Stallone from Cobra. You're the disease and I'm the cure.
Yeah. so ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, that and the car is the only cool part in the movie.
Yeah, the car is the best part of the movie.
Yeah.
The car is the best part of the movie. That movie was terrible. It was a terrible movie. Okay, thanks, Dwayne.
Take care.
All right. And 224 area code also talking about Wizard of Oz. And it is, oh, Auntie M, there's no place like home. 309 area code says, get off my plane, Harrison Ford in Air Force One. That movie was ridiculous. 815 area code says, I'll be back from the Terminator. Yeah, the first time he says it, I mean, eventually Schwarzenegger said it in like every single movie he did. It became like his catchphrase. Zach, oh, this is a good one. This is a good one, man. And I'm sure it's probably not on the on the Hollywood Reporter list, but I love this line. It's a catchphrase from RoboCop. I'll buy that for a dollar. The one of the great running gags in that movie. Even though it's been played out, anything from Scarface, like "Say hello to my little friend." That's Adam from Rockford. You see this line? This line I don't cross. 847. How about I've always depended on the kindness of strangers from Streetcar Named Desire? Streetcar is another one that's got like five or six quotes in it. How about, I mean, funny? Like I'm a clown? I amuse you? From Goodfellas. From Star Wars, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. We mentioned you put your lips together and blow. That's from To Have and Have Not. And after all, tomorrow is another day from Gone with the Wind. Another classic line from Gone with the Wind. We've got Stella. Hey, Stella, from Streetcar Named Desire. Let's see. What else we got here? It's Barry on WGN. Hi, Barry.
Hey.
Hey.
I can't remember the exact name, but it's a Clint Eastwood movie with Josie Wales. He's talking to Chief Dan George, and he says, I'm endeavoring to persevere.
Yeah, that's called The Outlaw Josie Wales, Barry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I use that phrase all the time.
Yeah, there's a lot of great lines in Josie Wales. That's one of his best westerns. So, yeah. All right, Barry, thanks. 312-981-7200 here. Scott on WGN. Hi, Scott.
Good morning. Yeah, right. The movie is Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Hello, McFly.
Yeah. Well, that's another one that's got 9,000 great lines in it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, You're My Density is, and then we're at the end, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Right, absolutely. Great movie.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite movies of all time. It's just a classic. Okay, Scott, thank you. All right, 312-981-7200. If you want to jump in here with your movie quotes. All right, how about this one? It made it to number 56 on the Best Movie Quotes Hollywood Reporter list from Notting Hill. I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her. I actually like that movie. I surprisingly liked it. Terminator 2, Judgment Day, Hasta la Vista, Baby. Another Wizard of Oz quote makes it. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too. God, there's so many quotes in Wizard of Oz. Play It, Sam, Play As Time Goes By from Casablanca. And that's another one that that gets misquoted all the time. Silence of the Lambs, I'm having an old friend for dinner. I hate that line. Hate it. I hate that movie. God, I hate that movie. Who Framed Roger Rabbit, I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way. Here is Ed on WGN. Hi, Ed.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Morning.
Morning.
The lady with Gary Cooper, that sounded like High Noon.
Yeah, it was High Noon. Trouble. Right. Yeah.
And before I get to my question, you were talking about used cars the other night, so I went back and watched it.
Yeah.
You remember the scene where the guys trying to nickel $50 off of the price?
Yeah, and, $50 never killed anybody.
And Jack Warden comes in having a heart attack.
That's one of the funniest scenes in the entire movie.
Oh, my God, I'm still laughing.
And so hilarious. It's so hilarious because then the guy's like, oh, okay, I'll sign. And he's signing the contract. But the best detail of that scene, Ed, is here's Jack Warden having a heart attack and dying. And when the guy pulls out the extra money, Jack Warden takes it. That's my. He's in the throes of a massive heart attack and he's dying. And yet, when he sees the money that the guy pulls out, he reaches up and takes it. It's my favorite detail of that whole scene.
That look on his face when he comes busting through the
door. Oh, I know. To me, Used Cars, it's the funniest movie I've ever seen. I just, every time I watch it, seriously, I've seen it a million times, and I laugh out loud every single time I see it.
Yeah, when I started howling.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, my movie line is from Kelly's Heroes. Donald Sutherland, he turns to the guy, and he says,
yeah.
There you go again.
Yeah, yeah.
Always with the negative waves, Mario Hardy.
Exactly.
Always with the negative waves.
Yeah.
I love that line.
Donald Sutherland is fantastic in that movie.
That's a great movie.
It is a great
People
movie.
Haven't seen it. That's a good movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Take care,
All right, Ed. Take care, buddy. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. How about If You Build It, He Will Come? Field of Dreams. An absolute classic. Mama says, stupid is stupid does. Another one from Forrest Gump. There's like 10 lines from Forrest Gump. 224 area code. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Germans? Don't bother, he's rolling. That, of course, is from Animal House. Oh, my God. She's going green from Twister. The sky is turning green. Twister. Have you ever seen Twister?
No, I never have.
It's about a bunch of tornado chasers. They're scientists. They're maniacs. They drive around. Bill Paxton, Helen Hunt, the late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman is in it.
Oh, okay.
And it's just basically, it's a movie. It's an excuse to have 9,000 tornadoes in a movie and have cows flying around and ripping apart buildings and stuff. I love that movie, but yeah. 815 area code says, Harley, you blank bird, you shot me. Don Johnson from Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man. Okay. I never thought in a million years that if I was doing a topic about the most memorable movie quotes of all time, someone would quote from Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man. let's see. 847 area code says, so I got that going for me, which is nice. Again, from Caddyshack, which... like almost every exchange in that movie is quotable. 574 area code says, we're going to need a bigger boat. It's actually, you're going to need a bigger boat. It's not we're going to need a bigger boat. It's you're going to need a bigger boat. From A Bronx Tale, now you guys can't leave. From Kiss Me Goodbye, they're my Aunt Edna's. Oh my God. Okay. Somebody... 262 area code says, good morning, my quote is, call me Snake, which of course is classic. Easy Rider, I got a helmet. Meg Ryan on Top Gun, take me to bed or lose me forever. From 2001 A Space Odyssey, I'm sorry, Dave, I can't do that. Open the pod bay doors, Hal. Hal, open the pod bay doors. All right. We have to break here. Everybody hang on. We've got a break. After the break, we're going to have a Blackhawks Express, and then we'll wrap this up with our favorite movie quotes. This link, by the way, if you want to see the entire list, it's on our Facebook page. If you go to facebook.com/NickDShow, if you want to see all 100 lines and the little paragraphs they say about those lines or little tidbits about the movie from the Hollywood Reporter article that we're looking at here. It's up on our Facebook page right now at facebook.com/NickDShow. And in fact, everything that we talk about, websites, topics, all that stuff, it's always up on our Facebook page. Always, always, always. So like our Facebook page right now. It's facebook.com/NickDShow. All right, let's take a break here. All right. By the way, coming up, the stories that matter from with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine newsroom. So, all right. We got a few people here who are on the line. Let's see. Here's Robert on WGN. Hi, Robert.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
All right.
Long-time listener.
Thank you.
14 years.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
I got two for you. One is Caddyshack Bill Murray. Hey, hey, Llama, how about a little something for the effort?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Clint Eastwood. When you hang him, man, you better look at him.
Yep, that's some classic. Clint Eastwood is a thank you, Robert. Clint Eastwood, by the way, you know, has come up like so many times during this segment. So many quotable things in these Clint Eastwood movies. Let's see. Here's Paxton on WGN. Go ahead, Paxton.
Nick.
Yes.
Clint Eastwood, but he's not Clint Eastwood movie, but he doesn't do the line. The Good and the Bad and the Ugly. The guy that plays the ugly.
That's Eli Wallach.
That's it, Eli Wallach. He's taking a bath.
Yeah.
and a bad guy comes in and has a drop on him. He's talking about how he's going to shoot him up and kill him and torture him and all that. And then Eli Wallach just pulls a gun out of the bathtub and shoots him.
Yeah.
And says, if you're going to shoot, shoot. Don't talk.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a classic. That's a classic. That's such a great movie. Such a great movie. All right, thank you, Paxton.
All right, Nick.
All right, and then this will be the last call. We got a couple of texts we can get to close out the show. Donald, go ahead.
Yeah, The Long Hot Summer has got all kinds of great quotes in it.
Yeah.
Especially by Paul Newman, like, you know, the world belongs to the meat eaters, Miss Clara, and if you got to take it raw, then take it raw.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. And then, of course, Rebel Without a Cause.
It's
got a lot of interesting ones, too.
You're Tearing Me Apart is probably the most quoted one. And that's, I mean, there's a ton of lines in that film.
Yeah, especially the ones where they're planning on ambushing the couple. And I don't know if it's Dennis Hopper that says it, but it's like, shut your mouth before your guts run out.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That's pretty good.
All right, Donald, thanks, buddy.
Okay, thanks.
Right, let's go through some texts here. We'll do two quick texts. Nobody puts Baby in a Corner from Dirty Dancing. I can't believe that didn't come up earlier. Nobody puts Baby in a Corner. I adore that movie. My God. And then from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Hey, bud, let's party. People on lewds should not drive. Mister, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass. And learn it, know it, live it. There you go. All right, we're closing out the show here, and I do want to mention, I'm going to let you guys know who is producing my show. I do have a new producer who is taking over full time. His name is Tom Hush. Tom Hush is the new producer of the Nick DiGilio show. He's produced a few times for me, and in the past, he's been here for a while. He produced on Patty's show. He's done a lot of work here, and Tom is taking over as the full-time producer of my show, and he's awesome, and I'm very excited about it. And we're going to do a little segment on Monday morning show called "Get to Know the New Producer," so Tom can tell us all about himself and his background, and he's going to be part of the WGN family full-time here, and I'm really thrilled to have Tom as my producer. Now, having said that, Vivian, it's been great working with you this week.
Oh, it's been so fun.
It's been a lot of fun. And,
it's been so fun.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'll see you around.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you'll be producing other people's shows as we continue on.
Yeah, all next week and the following week I'll be here.
Cool. Okay, it was good. It was good to work with you. Thanks a lot.
Yes.
And we will officially welcome Tom Hush as my producer on Monday morning. I'm very excited about it.
I'm psyched.
What's more important is he's really excited about it, you know, which is more important than me being excited about it.
It
means more, you know, that, like, here's a guy who really wants to work on this show, who likes the show, and wants to do good for the show. And so he's going to be, I think he's going to be great. He's going to be a great fit to the show. And so Tom Hush is the official producer, announcing now, and he'll be in on Monday morning. Vivian, great working with you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, you too.
Okay, we'll take a quick break. We will be back on Monday morning with the movie reviews, and I will tell you, and everybody will tell us what we thought of Jordan Peele's Us.